The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with five Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all time?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with five Y's. Movies, Baby!
Hey, it's the best show. What's up, everybody? Here on a beautiful Tuesday night as we move into April of 2018. What's going on, everybody? The phone number 201-332-3484. It's another episode of the best show. This is episode, if I know the numbers correctly, episode 950,000 we've done. We're moving through pretty quickly, getting it done. The show that will be here every Tuesday until the end of time. My name's Tom. We got a great show for you tonight. The topic is, what's the best and worst music to get beat up to? And we'll have our friend Maggie Sirota in later also. And wop, bop, bop. Let's start the show. And we got our friend AP Mike here, which is just, that just makes the whole thing a treat. And Mike, I know Dudio and Pat are not nice to you sometimes, but you just remember this, and you write it down if you want, and you can get it tattooed on your arm if it'll help you. Mike, they're not fit to carry your jock, those two guys. I think you should get a tattoo that says, Dudio and Pat are not fit to carry my jock. But you know what I do know? I don't know much.
Well, I don't know much, but I know I love you. And that can be all I want.
Remember when that guy did that song, Mike? What's his face? Neville. Aaron Neville. He did that song.
Look at my face.
Right?
Well, I don't know much, but I know I love you. Left me all I want from love.
And then he went at the end, he went,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Should get him in the studio. Book him. Why don't you guys start harassing him on Twitter? Not harassing him. Aaron Neville. You guys are really flopped on that. But you know what? Maybe you'll sit back and you'll listen to this and it'll get you motivated. It's the best show. We've been doing it forever. We'll keep doing it. Here we go!
Back again. I turn up your speakers, the show's about to begin.
Welcome back, everybody, to the best show. What's going on? My name's Tom. I'm the host, and we're going to have a good time tonight. We already are having a good time tonight. How are you? I hope you're well. Full house tonight. Got AP Mike on hand. How are you, Mike? Got Dudio. What's up, Dudio? Hey, how are you? And Pat. What's up, Pat? There we go. I don't know. It's weird to say. Dudio might be probably my favorite of the three. And my least favorite. I don't know how that is. This is what I'll say. Dudio dislikes Pat and Mike more than anyone else dislikes anyone else on the show. Is that fair to say, Mike? Right? I think Dudio... Yeah, he just dislikes them more. Yeah, he agreed with it. Okay, well, it wasn't supposed to be that easy. The phone number here tonight, 201-332-3484. What did we just hear? Ron Gallo. That was great. I love it. Ron Gallo. The album's called Heavy Meta. And that song was called Young Lady, You're Scaring Me. From Ron Gallo. And his record is out on New West Records. I believe Ron is coming through through our area in the next couple months. I believe he might be performing at the WFMU Performance Space, if I'm not mistaken. And a couple things I want to tell you about before the show gets underway. You know we raise... There's no ads on this show no more, right? You know that? There ain't no ads no more. So we don't get no money from no advertisers no more. How does the show solvent? Simple. Patreon.com. Patreon.com/thebestshow. And that is how we raise money to keep going. It's listener sponsorship, and you give what you can. If you can give a dollar a month, you give a dollar a month. We appreciate it. If you can do more, we appreciate it, and you get more for it. Everybody who does $5 or more a month, what do you get? You get all the exclusive audio that we make available. You get all of it. You have access to all the stuff that either you hear it first, and then it goes out for everybody else to hear at a later date, or... Some things are only available on Patreon. Like, we're going to start doing episodes of The Best Show that will only be on Patreon. The only place you'll be able to get them. So you go to patreon.com/thebestshow and you support the show there. And we're also going to do a thing. I'll announce it next week. I'll give more detail to it. I believe we're going to have a patch. We'll have a Best Show patch. The first patch we've ever had. And the patch will be sent out to people who are pledging a certain amount of money by a certain date. We'll figure all that out. I'll give all the details next week. And that will start. We'll figure it out. But there'll be a patch that will be sent out to everybody giving probably $10 or more a month to the Best Show Patreon. Yeah. Oh, and speaking of giving, I'm happy to say that we are, that the show, that I sent out a check to the Hetrick Martin Institute in the New Jersey arm of the Hetrick Martin Institute, which is in Newark, and they have a program. They are an organization that raises money to help LGBTQ youth between the ages of 13 and 24 and their families in New Jersey. And we send, because I sold some books. I did a thing where I've done it in the past where I would sell books and the money would go to help keep the show going. But we have the Patreon and people are supporting it. So I took the money this time and we gave it to the Hetrick Martin group, the Hetrick Martin Institute. And you can see more about them at hmi.org. And then I matched it and a nice check went out to them. So everybody bought books. That money all went to this and then I matched it and yeah. There you go. We raised some money. 1,300 big ones, baby. You like that? Yeah, right? I see these other podcasts doing that. Right? Let's check the charity donations from Hollywood Handbook. We'll see what they're doing. Oh, it's zero? Okay. Oh. Giant goose egg. Right? All of them. You think they're all giving money? No. They're not. We are. Who's good here, Mike? Line one. Your idea good or my idea good? No one's idea good. Well, that intrigues me. I need to see who that is. Best Show, hi. Welcome to the Best Show. Hello. 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 Caller. I hear something in the background. Hello. I hear someone talking, but it's so quiet. No, I can't hear you. I can hear it so faintly. Your phone's not working. All right. Call back. Yeah. Best Show, hi.
Hello, Tom.
Yes, hi. Welcome to the Best Show. To whom am I speaking?
You're speaking to Alex from Lawrence, Kansas.
Alex from Lawrence, Kansas, home of, you can say it. Say it.
Some really good bike tracks.
Some good bike tracks. That's not what I was thinking.
They have really nice cheeseburgers here.
The home of cheeseburgers. No, the cheeseburgers are from everywhere at this point, Alex. That is not exclusive to Lawrence, Kansas. People are not driving in to check out this new. Well, you got to try this thing. It's a cheeseburger. Nobody's doing it.
Put them on two patties here, Tom, and throw bacon on them.
So what? You know who's good from Lawrence? Who's famous from Lawrence, Kansas?
Who's famous from Lawrence? Oh, Paul Rudd went to school here.
Paul Rudd went to school there. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not who I was thinking. Paul Rudd, friend of the Best Show. Paul Rudd.
It's a good friend to have.
Friend of the Best Show. Remember when he was here, Mike? Right? Yeah, I think you were spooking him a little bit. He won't come back.
Maybe when the next Ant-Man comes out.
I don't know which one was, but maybe all three of them were spooking him. I don't know. I better not find out that any of you guys were trying to give him a script to read. Right? So, yeah, maybe when the next Ant-Man comes out. We'll see. No, what's his face is from there, right? William Burroughs. Isn't he from Lawrence, Kansas?
Oh, yeah, that's right. People talk about him a lot.
Yeah. Right, Mike? Did ever read Naked Lunch? I tried. I'm not smart enough. I could. I'm not smart enough. I know my limitations. There are no pictures in it.
Same here.
There's got to be the words in it had to be coming out of a bubble in someone's mouth. Then I'd be able to read it. 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock rock.
Is that all
we're
one
gonna
stream
rock
of conscious bubble?
Around the clock tonight. Womp bomaloo bompa womp bamboo. Tooty fruity. All Rudy. I'm like a one-eyed cat peeking in a seafood store. Sounds like one of his pervert things, right? Bill Haley. Not his words, the words of Bill Haley. Bill Haley one-upped, he was like king of the perverts then. The other thing, Bill Haley was like pushing 50 when he like, oh, he's a rock and roll. This guy was jumping on a gimmick. You look at him with that spit curl, receding hairline. Barry, this guy's pulling that curl up as far as it'll go. It's like he had to pull the back of his head up. He had it stapled halfway up his head just to get that curl to show up on his forehead. Yeah, jumping on a trend, right? Yeah, so it was like rapping Rodney. That's what Bill Haley was. So go ahead. Well, what can I do for you tonight, my friend?
I just had one for the topic.
Which is the best and worst songs to get beat up to. What do you got?
So, I don't know if this has been said yet, but worst song would be Drowning Pool Bodies, right? How embarrassing would that be?
You just get you punch in the face, bodies. And then you hit the floor, and suddenly you hear, let the bodies hit the floor, let the bodies hit the floor. Right? And you're like,
it's like, oh, they're talking about me?
I'm one of those bodies. Uh-oh. Okay. That's one of the worst. What's a good one?
Hurricane?
By Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
Really?
You know, you have the spirit of the champion, and you're just, it's an injustice being committed against you. And no one can, in good conscience, beat someone up to Hurricane, right?
I don't know about that. I think people could get beat up to anything.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's a good look.
All right, good. Thank you. Good one. All right, bye. Yeah. Best and worst songs to get beat up to, because you think about it. When's the last time you were in a fight, Mike? Like a full-on, closing those fists, you're looking to knock someone's block off. Yeah, that's the same for me. It goes back to high school. I can't remember when the last time I truly was about? I was literally about to hit someone, probably about 10 years ago. I was at a rock and roll show. It's the Dirt Bombs at Maxwell's. And this one guy I was watching the show with my lady friend and our other friends, and we're on the edge of the pit. You know when there's like a pit starts? And then there's like that line, the edge where some people are just the ones who stand there and push back the people moshing around. They're not even moshing around. Calling it moshing is doing it. It's like giving them more credit. But there's always like a line of people that stand there and just push the people who go a little too far out of bounds back in. And this one guy kept like throwing his elbows every time he would go to the edge of the thing, really trying to just hit someone with his elbows. Like really trying to make a point of it. Like to just like he wanted to connect with his elbows. And this guy kept doing it over. And I was really at the point, I was like, if he does it one more time, I'm punching him. And look, I don't punch. No, when do I punch it? How far is that out of my the choices I make in life? It's so far away. I don't punch people. I make peace. I'm a peacemaker. I try to have everybody get along. It's the only reason I'm here, is to make people get along. Do what I can. I try to create stasis. I'm not trying to create chaos. But this guy, like, wouldn't stop. It was so willful. He was trying to, like, hurt me and my people. Yeah, but then he, I think he got thrown out before it happened. I think he got thrown. I think the Maxwell's muscle bounced him. right before that happened. Because then I would have been thrown out. Then I would have to explain to Todd Father. Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. If the Todd Father grabs me by the scruff of my neck and throws me out on the street. Yeah. What, I'm going to be banned from Maxwell's? Could have. So high school, that's the last time, Mike? And what happened with it? Somebody took your peanut butter sandwich?
Yeah. No, it was a guy with the Napoleon complex wanted to prove to make a point.
Yeah. Yeah. You did punch him.
I didn't punch him. I actually just slammed him.
Uh-huh. Okay, you slammed him. So a guy who was giving Mike some grief, and then Mike slapped him down. Good for you. I might just start slapping people, right? Just slap them. Can you imagine how shocked someone would be if you just haul off and slap them, like hard? Like if slapping isn't on the menu, and somehow you insert slapping into things, just imagine with the look on their face. You just slapped me. Yeah, I did slap you. Right? Giant handprint starts showing up across their face. That's when I get a reverse thing on my ring, so it shows up on their face in... Like, I get, like, a ring that has, like, a backwards, like, Best Show logo on it. Then I slap them, and then the Best Show logo shows up and reads correctly on their cheek. I'm going to start slapping people.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has... Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate, available now.
Best Show, hi.
Hey, Tom, this is Dan in Oklahoma City.
Dan in Oklahoma City, what's up, Dan?
Oh, it's week two of the teacher strike around here.
Yeah.
Got all the teachers rallied up the Capitol. It's a beautiful thing.
We're not gonna take it, right?
That's right.
No, right. We ain't gonna take it. I was actually all for you guys until I heard that that was the song that the teachers are singing. Now I want this strike shut down hard.
Well, I just wanted Dee Snider to get a little money out of the deal was all I wanted.
So that's the song that everyone's marching to. We're not going to
take it. Yeah, all the tubas are doing it. Yep.
Oh, what's that? So, wait, what was that?
Oh, my other phone's ringing. Let me move away from that.
Excuse me.
Well, I've got phone to get beat up,
too. What do we got? What are you running?
If you're
going
to get beat up, you need to walk away with your pride. So I would think the best song to get beat up to is Buck Owens' I've Got a Tiger by the Tail. Because at least, yeah, you've got a good opponent.
Okay.
Worst song to get beat up to? Conway Twitty, Hello Darling.
Hello Darling. So you think that would be the worst song? So this would be the best song. You probably can't hear it.
Ken Nelson. I believe he's more than I can't hear it.
Well, no, because I'm playing. It's also a live version.
Don't you dare cut this part out of the tape either.
Okay.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see.
I like Buck Owens. Buck Owens is the best, right?
I tell you, he really is. And I didn't know a lot about him until I started listening to Cocaine and Rhinestones. Have you listened to that?
That's that podcast. No, I haven't.
It's good stuff.
I heard it's good, but I will not listen.
Yeah, understandable.
And also, I'm not in there. I'm not even opening the door. We had a call last week, Mike, that, let's just say, there were more conversations about our conversation last week. Our on-air conversation. Not even doing it. Look, Cocaine and Rhinestones, I heard it's good. That's that Bakersfield sound, right?
That's right.
First of all, you drop the, that's right. I heard your voice. Oh, suddenly, what am I talking to, Matthew McConaughey Jr. all of a sudden?
It's my Alabama accent getting me away.
Alabama coming through there,
yeah,
right?
I, I grew up a couple miles away from Jason in Huntsville.
Really?
Yeah.
So are you a big Roll Tide person?
No, don't get me started on that stuff.
Don't get you started on Roll Tide.
Nope.
All right. I won't.
That's fair enough. Have a good evening, Tom.
Wait, no, I'm not done with you.
Whoa. Okay. All right. I'm here.
Now I'm done with you. Goodbye. I've got a tiger by the... Maybe that's the kind of group I got to form. Like a clean sound, right? Just sing our songs, get someone to harmonize with me. Besho, hi.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Tyler in Portland, Maine.
Tyler in Portland, Maine, the other Portland.
Yeah, I had to specify.
That's what you call, right? But to you, it's just Portland. You're like, yeah, I'm
from
Portland.
Yeah, we don't call it Portland, Maine when we're here.
No, you just call, you're like, yeah, I'm from Portland. People are like, oh, wow. Right?
Right.
And meanwhile, you're just like, yeah, you don't know what it's like up here. It's not Portland, Oregon. It's a little different.
It's a little different, but, you know, we were first, as we like to say.
Yeah. That's what we say, too, about Portland, Maine. They were first. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
You know, not much. Just got the Red Sox in the background here. Our Josh Cantor is doing the organ and got the Besho and the Red Sox at the same time. I hope that's okay.
Look, you do whatever you want. You want to watch a baseball game, you have the thing on. Whatever it works for you.
Cool. It does work. I had one for the topic.
What do you got? Let's hear this.
Do you remember that song from 2000? It was B.B. King and Eric Clapton called Riding with the King?
No, I don't.
Well, it was a really bad song.
Mm-hmm. Wait, hold on a second. Eric Clapton is responsible for bad music? What?
Well, it's really the video. The video might jog your memory. They're in a convertible, just driving around the desert.
Of course they are.
Doing guitar solos.
Yeah. Doing guitar solos, driving through the desert.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being in that car after listening to two guys talk about guitars? How boring that would be.
Yeah.
What kind of?
It's really bad.
What kind of strings you put on your guitar? 9-gauge. Oh, wow. Yeah. I usually do 10-gauge, depending on the thing I got to play. On this Gibson, I put 10-gauge on it. But when I'm playing my Fender, I put 9-gauge. Oh, so boring. Is there anything more boring? What's the most boring? That should be a whole show to itself. What's the most boring thing ever? Listening to someone. What's the most boring thing to hear someone talk about? That's a topic, right?
Yes.
Because hearing someone talk about guitars is so boring. How about hearing... What's more boring? Let me ask you right now. What's more boring? Talking about guitars or talking about their fantasy sports team?
Honestly, a fantasy sports team for me, but the guitars aren't... I guess I'm guilty of the guitar one, but not in front of other people usually.
Sure. Well, what do you think? Look, tonight's... There's only two nights left in my fantasy basketball league, and I'm in the finals again for the fifth year in a row, and I think that means a lot. To go 5 years in a row, that, says something, that you're one of the best two players 5 years in a row. I think that even though I'm going to lose to my team's kind of falling apart now down the home stretch, but I think boring.
It's impressive. It's more impressive than, maybe knowing something about a guitar. I don't know. I don't know.
So that song you think, Rolling with the King?
Riding with the King, I think, because when I hear it, I think it would be the worst because I picture them beating me up, sort of rolling up.
Are they hitting you with their guitars?
And then them beating me up with their guitars.
So you're getting hit by Lucille. So B.B. King's hitting you with Lucille.
Yeah, and then Eric Clapton sort of right behind him for the final blow. So that's kind of my worst nightmare of getting beaten up to music, I think.
Yeah, try to play this thing. I'm looking at the YouTube thing. They keep showing this Ron Howard thing of him teaching this film class.
I want you to hear it, because I think that you'll really hate it, but maybe, hopefully, think it's funny.
Hold on, I'm listening to it now. It stinks. Hold on. I had a good job. I got well paid. I blew it all at the Penny Arcade. What were they doing at the Penny Arcade? Skee ball? What? Were they playing too much claw grabber? Right? They right. blew it all at the Penny Arcade. What's B.B. King putting his paycheck in anything? Trying to grab an iPod with the claw grabber at the arcade? Right? I just want to get that iPod. I almost got it. Right?
Yeah.
I blew it all to pay. It means you'd have to be, if you had a good job and you were well paid, and then you blew it all at the Penny Arcade, you have to be at the Penny Arcade all day long. All day. Like, what? Because I picture what they're doing. They're doing skee ball, right?
Yeah.
Like, what's Benny Goodman, not Benny Goodman, B.B. King is bringing the money up, but the tickets up front and getting what? Rubber spiders and right?
Yeah, Eric Clapton, Dance Dance Revolution, maybe he's doing that.
Eric Clapton does Dance Dance Revolution. Yeah. And B.B. King's doing skee ball, and he gets all the tickets, and then he brings them up to, like, redeem them for something, and he figures out, like, I can't get a whole lot for this. I thought I won so many games. Wait, what can I get? I guess I'll take that pencil set. Okay, I guess I'll take the pencil set and the nail clippers. And I guess like six of those rubber spiders that you throw against the wall. Like that's what he's doing with the tickets.
Yeah.
It's just like, how much I really would like to get that Game of Thrones coffee mug. Yeah, well, you don't have enough, that takes, don't have enough points, Mr. King. Well, maybe I'll go back and play more skee ball and try to get that Game of Thrones coffee mug.
How far into the song did you get?
What's that? I got up to the point, I got up to the words Penny Arcade and then shut it off. I had a good job. I was well paid. I blew it all at the Penny. That might be the greatest lyric I've ever heard. I blew it all at the Penny Arcade.
Good job, and I got well paid. Well,
hold on. So he got a Cupid doll at the Penny Arcade. I think these guys might not know what well paid is. If they think that you blowing all their money to get a Cupid doll, it's like, I'm going to say maybe you guys weren't that well paid. I do know one thing. Me and AP Mike, we're going to rule the boardwalk this summer. Right? We got plans. We got boardwalk goals. Hashtag boardwalk goals. Let's say a lot of people are going to be getting Coles. What ice cream is it? They'll be getting their soft ice cream shoved in their faces. A lot of people. Me and AP Mike. We're going to be riding the merry-go-round, knocking people's shakes out of their hands, right? Eating plenty of pizza on the boardwalk.
You could do a video with, like, sunglasses, kind of like B.B. King and Eric Clapton, like, of you guys doing the boardwalk.
Hold on a second. Well, first of all, what's your name again? I'm completely blanking.
Tyler.
Tyler, and where are you calling from again?
Portland, Maine.
Portland. Look, I talked to 40,000 callers on this show.
No, we're good.
You might have just hit on the greatest thing ever. The Boardwalk Bullies. AP, Mike, and Tom. Right?
Yeah.
be hanging out at the Penny Arcade. Me and Mike playing the claw grabber, right? Trying to get an iPod mini with the claw grabber. Or just knock it. We'll go and we'll knock people's arms when they're doing the claw grabber. Right? We'll go, we'll just grab, we'll grab skee balls out of like the, skee ball, the ball queue. We'll grab one of their balls from it. What are you going to do? We got your skee ball. Yeah, we'll be troublemakers. I will say one thing. If anybody messes with me when I'm doing my coin pushers, you're in trouble. I'm really good at coin pusher. You know the coin pusher? You know what that is?
Yeah, I don't think so, actually.
It's the thing where you can shoot out. It's like two tiers of sliding shelves with coins all over the place, and you try to knock them.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, well, trust me. I'm good at them. I'm good. I think I can probably buy a small house with the money with the points I racked up on the coin pusher over about two summers ago. I could probably get a small house.
Well, that you know, video. I think that could be a good video. Some blues music in the background.
Yeah, some blues music. Kind of... Me and Mike riding the pedicab up and down the boardwalk. Right?
Yeah.
Fried Oreos, eating fried Oreos.
Yeah.
Sleeping on
the
beach.
I'm into it already.
Sleeping on the beach, right? Pushing a lifeguard chair down. Right? Maybe walking by a table, grabbing somebody's, some fries from their table. So we walk past.
Chase some seagulls away.
Yeah. Mike fighting a seagull. Michael put on a suit made of French fries and then the seagulls attack him. Right? Then they just spray a hose at all of them. Then you see Mike eating a seagull.
Hold on, Tyler.
Mike's eating a seagull just like the guy in that Unbreakable, right? Grab the seagull when they're stuck on that raft. Eat raw seagull meat. Yeah, how about that? What do you think of that, Mike? Yeah, well, this summer you're going to have it all summer long. Bump, 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 bump. You'll be eating seagull all summer long. AP Mike on the boardwalk hanging with Tom. Hanging on the boardwalk with Tom. He'll be eating seagull all summer long. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks.
Good guy. Kings of the boardwalk, look out. We're not even saying which boardwalk we're going to hang out at. And we'll change it up, too. We're going to change it up. Best show, hi.
I'm a little nervous. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how are you?
Good. This is Tim at Newbridge Ultra National Airport.
Tim, how are you?
Good. Big fan. Just wanted to call in and say hi. Hey, I wanted to know if you were watching any of the Zuckerberg Senate testimony today. Did you happen to see any of that?
No, I did not. I did not see any of it.
Just a, you know, a casual observation.
Yeah?
That kid was S-ing B's, if you ask me.
He was what?
He's S-ing B's. I can't say what you know.
Please don't.
I think we know what I'm talking about. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was hoping Grassley would ask him why we still can't post some of the more erotic fare on Facebook. He didn't ask, though.
You were hoping that would be a part of the questioning.
I would assume it would have been like one of the early questions.
Like why can't? Yeah, I think that might be a little off message for what.
I don't know. I wonder.
Yeah, that might be a different hearing.
Could be.
About erotic
fare.
I
hope this is on message or on topic. I saw your what tonight's topic is going to be. I want to know if I could chime in on that.
Sure. Go ahead, Tim.
Okay. best music? Well, first I want to say both of these come from experience, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so best music to get beaten up to?
Yeah.
Carrie Ann by the Hollies.
So that was the best song to get beaten up to?
Yes, yeah. I got my ass handed to me by this kid at the mall while a Muzak version of that song was playing.
Okay.
And it really softened the blow. I was really surprised.
Just made it go down a little easier.
It's such a fun song all around.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
All right, so now the worst song to get beaten up to.
Yeah.
Show You No Mercy by the Cro-Mags.
Is that because it keeps the person in a state of continuing the beating?
Well, yes, and also, I got beaten up by Cro-Mags bassist Harley Flanagan while the Cro-Mags were actually playing that song at CBGB's.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that's a unique experience, but I don't think it's that unique, actually.
Probably not with him, no, but I will say it was impressive. I mean, I was in severe pain and enduring severe face trauma, but he was fretting with his left hand while just pounding me into submission with the right.
Like he was doing hammer-ons.
He was hammering on the bass and hammering on my face.
Uh-huh.
That's an album title right there.
Hammering on my hammering on the bass, hammering on your face.
Hammering on my bass while hammering on your face.
Yeah.
How can we get this to him? I wonder if Craig Finn is listening. He's tight with him.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Craig's listening.
Oh, Damien could probably help.
From effed up.
Yeah.
I'm sure he could do the hookup with it, sure.
Let's mull that. Let's send out some feelers after a little mulling session, and we'll.
Well, Tim, I got to say this is not as much of a priority for that we have to get him this title for what, a live album?
I don't know. You and these priorities. It's like first you thought that my erotic fair thing with Chuck Grassley was off topic, and man, you're a focused individual.
Hey. Eyes on the prize.
That's right. That's right. Hey, speaking of music.
Yeah.
Did you hear that Lindsey Buckingham got canned from Fleetwood Mac?
I did hear that. He got fired from Fleetwood Mac. Lindsey Buckingham, the guitarist and singer and the architect of the
modern Fleetwood Mac sound.
Of the last 40 years of Fleetwood Mac. The guy who kind of drove the bus on that. Who fired him, though?
Here's what I heard, okay? I heard that Mick Fleetwood fired him. I mean, it was a group decision, but Mick instigated this because he found out that Lindsey was stealing T-shirts from the merch warehouse.
So he found out that Lindsey Buckingham was, like, going to the merch warehouse. Like when the band was not on tour?
Yeah. And the weird thing is, like, I mean, your first impulse would be, oh, he was, like, selling stuff.
Uh-huh.
He was, like, selling T-shirts. He wasn't. He was wearing them.
So he was wearing, that would be weird to see Lindsey Buckingham wearing Fleetwood Mac 2016 World Tour shirt.
Right, yes. And see, here's the deal. He has that thing that Springsteen has. I remember several years ago, a guy called in and said that Springsteen, you know, has that thing where he's terrified of being poor.
Yeah.
So, you know, he cuts corners any way he can. Lindsey Buckingham apparently has that also.
That he'll just save a buck here and there.
Yes.
Yep. Wow.
And he apparently had a big blowout with Mick because he told Mick that he couldn't get off work at his job as a stock boy at Vons.
That Lindsey Buckingham works as a stock boy.
He does. He works the night shift.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like
I saw him once. I mean, this is kind of weird. I was out in Law, and he was stocking away, and, like, every minute or so, he'd have to, like, sign a can of Progresso chicken pot pie soup for some kid.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was weird.
So somebody would be like, oh, my God, it's Lindsey Buckingham. And he's like,
and he's wearing the hat.
He's wearing that. He's hunched over,
yep.
though, stocking yep. shelves.
Apron.
Yeah. Weird. That's weird.
It is, yeah, yeah. And I also heard that he told Mick that even if he could get off work, the only way he'd do a tour again is if they were to play in its entirety, oh my God, I'm so bad with album titles after I got bit by that silverback garden bush pig. I'm pretty sure the album is called Rabid Pant Leg Chomper.
That one is, yeah, that's called Tusk.
What?
Yeah.
Rabid. There's a little doggy on the cover.
Yeah, chomping a pant leg.
So it is called Chomping a Pant Leg.
No, that's what the dog is doing, but that's not the name of the album. It's not Rabid Pant Leg Chomper. It's Tusk.
All right, well, that could be here nor there. I do think it's cool that Mike Campbell from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers is going to help replace him.
I heard that. It's Mike Campbell and Neil Flynn.
Finn, yes. Yeah.
Neil Finn from Crowded House.
Yes, which I think the Neil Finn thing is weird. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think it's right to have a guy from a punk band in Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, I don't know if he was a punk. I don't know if Crowded House were necessarily a punk band.
Well, the band before that was Split Ends. I mean, what's this guy going to do, like slice himself up with razor blades during the chain?
That's not exactly what Split Ends was all about, but
right.
I don't think there's an active threat that this guy is going to
get. Yeah, that song called Shark Attack. Ooh.
He's not going to think he's going to get a pit going at a Fleetwood Mac show.
You never know. Hey, but getting back to Mike Campbell.
Yeah.
Let me know what you think about this. You know, that album, Look at My Rickenbacker, gets all the props for being Tom Petty's best album, but my vote has always gone to the follow-up, Record Shopping. What do you think?
Okay, you're talking about, you're probably talking about Damn the Torpedoes.
What?
Look at My Rickenbacker.
Yeah, that's what's on the cover.
Yeah. With this disease, can I just ask you, with this disease, what it's like to suffer from
tritomania?
Yes. Where you cannot properly identify the title. Do you not see the title written on the, when you like look at the cover?
Right.
It's written on there. It says, Damn the Torpedoes. That part is you can't see that.
No.
Does it say, Look at My Rickenbacker on the cover?
No, it doesn't say, there are no words.
So you're
I'm looking at it right now.
Uh-huh.
Yes, there's nothing there.
Okay.
It's just that picture.
Yeah, I don't know which one I like better, Look at My Rickenbacker or Record Shopping.
Well, Record Shopping has The Waiting, which is, that's like a top two song.
Yeah. I think those are both classic albums.
I think so. Hey, but look, the reason I'm calling is thus.
Okay.
I need some advice on a big problem I'm having.
Yeah, what's that now?
Well, I'm a shift supervisor, and I've had this employee who has been a real pain in my buns for a solid year.
Okay.
Slacks off, he cuts corners, he's just an all-around bad worker.
Sure.
Anywho, 2 days ago, I was literally, and this is proper use of the word literally, I was literally walking to his desk to fire him. When all of a sudden, I start choking on this Jolly Rancher I was eating.
Uh-huh.
Like, could not move. Like, just, like, incapacitated. And I really thought I was going down for the count.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Sam, the guy I was going to fire, he runs up and he gets behind me and he gives me the Heimlich maneuver.
Uh-huh, okay. The Heimlich maneuver.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Okay, so he gives that to you.
Anyway, he gives me the Heimlich maneuver. The rancher pops out, and I live to spank it another day.
Uh-huh.
Can you believe that?
Well, that's a weird way of putting it.
Well, you know, the plus side of this is that I continue to live.
Sure.
The bad thing is now I can't fire this guy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it would be a clear violation of the Gentleman's Code of 1743.
To fire someone after they save your life.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, the full code is something like, he who has been spared the reaper by even a ne'er-do-well must never visit misfortune upon him.
Okay.
Yeah. I, I think Button Gwinnett actually tried to get that in the Declaration of Independence, but Jefferson was being a real coin-operated bitch that day, and he poo-pooed it hard.
Yeah. Button Gwinnett.
Yes.
May your sister share a bunk bed with Button Gwinnett.
What is that?
That would be Karnak, like if Johnny Carson was doing, like he would always wish, never mind, don't worry.
The place you buy, wait, the place you get, you buy a car?
No, it's never, never, I knew I was, I knew I shouldn't,
stuff?
I knew I shouldn't have said it. Hey, Tim, you said you work over at NUNA at Newbridge Ultra National Airport?
I do, yes, yeah.
Yeah, that's where you're, I guess, well, you said you're calling from there. Is that where you work?
I do work there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm an air traffic controller.
You're an air traffic controller.
Yeah, I'm the head of the shift. Kind of a big wig. Not bragging.
Okay. Well, a little. Sounds a little. You sound a little proud.
Well, I've been doing it a long time, and I've earned my stripes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, yeah.
And, but you know, besides the gentleman's code.
Yeah.
I can't fire this guy because he's been grand trafficked in.
Uh huh. Well, what does that mean?
Well. Sam's a descendant of Orville Wright. Wait, it's a descendant, right? What's an
ascendant? A descendant.
A descendant is the one who comes after.
Yes. Yes.
And it's one who's also addicted to coffee. That's for my punk friends out there.
Sure. Okay. That's a bit, yeah. Gotcha.
Bonus cups are on me.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, that's. I'm glad you're playing to your punk friends.
Well, I don't know who's out there that, you know, might be a Descendants fan. Uh-huh. I mean, I don't want to go too deep and like start dropping stuff like Coolidge and Myage and Camage, stuff like that.
Yeah, please keep the lingo to yourself.
F off.
Okay.
I'm sorry, why I said I'm such a fan.
Why? Now, what is this thing about being grand trafficked in? You're saying this guy who saved your life is a descendant of Orville Wright?
Yes. And as I understand it, when the Wright brothers patented flight, they wrote into the deal memo that their descendants would be first in line to be air traffic controllers, and they could never be fired, even if they were, and this is the vernacular of the day, acting devilishly.
The deal memo.
Yes.
So I didn't know. See, I thought when they were just, the goal was for them to just invent, to get a plane to fly.
Oh no, they had a whole scheme going.
So they had a deal memo that made it so they got to say what was what?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
In terms of their descendants getting employment.
Exactly, yeah.
In a line of work that had yet to exist.
That's called foresight, son.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
To know that there would be a thing called air traffic controlling.
Well, I think they thought that, you know, this thing was going to take off. Pun intended.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
I'm
on fire tonight. There's really no denying it.
Yeah, you are. You're burning it up.
I'm burning it up.
Yeah, that sounds like someone who doesn't have the rights to Burning for You would put that in like a TV show.
Do you remember that? It was that chimney sweep company back in the 80s. Remember that in Newbridge? It was Jimmy's Chimney Sweep Company, and originally it was. Yeah, they used the Blue Oyster Cult song, and then Buck and the boys really came down hard, so they had to change it to I'm burning it up, and then it was I'm sweeping it up.
Uh huh.
They went out of business because their ads were so bad.
Yeah, it sounds like they were more concerned about sound. Like they probably should have just enjoyed the Blue Oyster Cult song in their free time. And made the ads clearer.
And they also could have made the ads way less expensive, but they felt they had to hire Sandy Pearlman and Shelley Yakis to produce them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they got Sandy Pearlman involved.
Yes. Sandy Pearlman was the first person to ever get points on a commercial.
So he was making money.
He was making bank.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew how to do it.
Yeah. Hey, getting back to my conundrum.
Yeah.
My higher-ups are really on my buns to fire this cat, but I can't do it. What do you think I should do?
Well, it's tricky. He saved your life.
Yes.
That's undeniable.
That's in his favor.
As a worker, how is he?
He's terrible.
He's terrible.
He's terrible. He barely looks at the screen.
Okay.
He's got his feet up on the on his desk all the time, and he's doing that thing. I didn't even think people did this in real life. It was in I feel like it was in The Breakfast Club, where someone throws a pencil up at the hanging ceiling and sticks in there, and they see how many pencils they can get up in there.
Yeah, it seems like The Breakfast Club and David Letterman were the only ones that did
that. Yes.
Like everyone, no one else had like sharp pencils around to even do that with.
Well, you know, we don't live in sharp pencil times anymore.
No, we don't.
We really don't.
No, I don't know what you'd throw. What would you throw up at the thing then?
Penknife? No.
Something you bought off Reddit?
A what?
Something you bought off Reddit.
I guess so, yeah.
That'd be the equivalent.
Like an Etsy pen.
Yeah, something you got, exactly. Something off Etsy.
Could be.
Probably a pin. You'd probably throw a pin.
An Etsy pin, yes.
Of something that someone sold that they have no claim to the image of.
Exactly. Like, I've seen some Sharpling Etsy stuff out there.
Yeah, not me.
What, the someone, jockstrap was weird.
Well, I hope they're making piles of money on it, because it's at least someone would be.
Well.
Yeah.
You know, should I just kill Sam?
Kill him? No, yes. You shouldn't. You shouldn't. Why? Because you're having a hard time firing him?
Yeah. Just spitballing. What if I took him, like, on a rafting trip or something that got real buddy-buddy for, like, 8 months, earned his confidence, and then went whitewater rafting and then tipped it over?
Yeah, that does not sound like a good plan. That sounds, again, that's killing him. I'm going to disagree with that.
What about if we went to, like, a, you know how there's that old tank from the Korean War in Newbridge Memorial Park?
Yeah.
What if I got him, like, again, I became great friends with him for, like, 8 months, and then I got him to, like party with me in the tank, and then right as he got in the tank, I closed the tank and sealed it up, and then, like, I also, like, shot some sort of, like, poison in there.
Again, that's murdering him. That still falls under the...
Well, just spitballing.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to tell you respectfully that that's murder.
Okay. Uh-oh. Yikes.
What?
Well, here I am ragging on Sam, and it looks like I let, oh my God, it looks like 5, 6, 7, 11. Oh my God. Looks like I have like 15 planes log jammed on the runway. That's a real, pot kettle black sitch, huh?
Yeah, you're saying what a bad air traffic controller he is, but then...
Well, he is.
So, but are you much better?
Well, no, I guess not. Truthfully, not in this instance. You know, they've been sitting there so long that they're going to have to refuel soon. And, you know, of course, by the time that happens, it's going to be shift change time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you have to bring a whole new flight crew in. And, you know, it's so late in the day at this point that that ain't going to happen.
So this is happening. So you're grounding people for the night then, it sounds
like. Well, I've got to ground all of them at this point, right? I mean,
What is this? Thousands of people you're going to ruin their night now.
I do hope that they've got pillows, because the poor ones especially are going to be sleeping at their gate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Yeah, that's always... That might be the roughest look when you see someone sleeping on the floor of the airport.
What has become of you?
It just seems, they seem so uncomfortable. Like the airport is built to have no place where you could be comfortable sleeping.
No, it's true. And you know what me and the guys sometimes do?
What's that?
For fun, we'll go around and we'll see people sleeping, and then we'll just like give them like little kicks. Hard.
Like when they fall asleep.
Yes.
You gotta like, then you'll wait. When they finally fall asleep.
Yeah.
then you go and you give them a little kick.
Or go up real excited and shake them and go, we got you on a new flight.
Uh-huh.
And there's not a new flight.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, it's kind of mean now that I think about it.
Yeah, oh, that's just crossing your mind how mean that is.
You know, look, they do call me Tarmac Tim.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I ground so many planes. That's kind of fun, too. I once grounded the Newbridge Ratmen team.
Yeah.
On their plane so I could finish watching Clifford.
Okay, and what? And did the team not make their game or what?
They did not make the game, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Well, there's a lot of things in life that aren't cool.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't go actively playing work for that.
Hey! Who let that plane get so close? Sam! Wait, that was mine? Are you sure? What do you think it was mine? I didn't even see it. Oh. You know what happened?
What?
I accidentally smeared mustard from my hamburger on my screen.
Uh-huh.
You can see that one come in.
Yeah. And so
like
a
prop plane, too.
And it just missed you?
It did. I could see the guy's long scarf.
So he was literally flying with an old-fashioned scarf.
He had goggles, too, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Like the Red Baron?
Excuse me?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, from the song.
Sure, from the song.
No, Snoop? Are you talking about Snoopy? No, it wasn't a dog flying a plane, you idiot.
Uh-huh.
You silly man.
Oh, I'm dumb. I'm so silly. You're right, Tim. I'm so dumb.
Look, I should go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Exorcist 3 is on in like 10 minutes, and I got to take a squeege.
Okay, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, why would you want to listen to more of this show? You just go jump to your movie.
Well, I think the greater question is, why wouldn't I want to keep looking at the screen? I still have like 2 hours
to go.
That's
true. I'm actually going to say, yeah, that might take precedence over you. What do you just bring the movie up on your screen?
I do, yes. Yeah. I mean, I make it small-ish so I can still see what's going on.
It's like picture in picture.
Oh, no.
What?
Sam! You did it again. Oh, no, wait, that was me again. I'm so sorry. All right. Later, bro.
Hey, pay attention to the thing, all right?
Oh, you pay attention to my...
Okay. He's gone. We lost him. How about that, Mike? Weird, huh? Weird, eh? So weird. These are weird times, Mike. Right? These are weird times. X. Hex. Why didn't it play? Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst. X. Hex. Oh! Song went faster than I thought. That's what happens when you play 2-minute songs. Well, you know. It's X. Hex from their album Rips from 2014, I believe. Did that come out? 2014. That's so good. Mary Timony. The best, right? The best. Wish I was talented like that. She's so talented, I'm... Why? I'm like Mozart. Wham! Salieri. Wham! Wish I could make things too. Wham! Ah, that song's called Waterfall from their album Rips on Merge Records. Then there's a band, the bass player from X Hex has a band, Betsy. It's a band called Batfangs, who are really good. Maybe we'll end the show with Batfangs. How about that? You take another call, then I'll bring Maggie Sirota in, and we'll talk and see what's what. Who's good here, Mike? You two? Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom. This is Aaron in Colorado.
Aaron in Colorado. What's up, Aaron?
I'll just have a couple for the topic.
Of what is the best and worst music to get beat up to?
Indeed. Has anybody mentioned Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers?
Which song would you... Which is this a good song or bad song to get beat up to?
Both.
Okay, so which one?
So I think Roadrunner would be a good song to get beat up to because it's peppy and fun.
Uh-huh.
That makes everything better.
Sure.
And a terrible song to get beat up to would be Little Dinosaur because it sounds like a nursery rhyme.
Yeah, that'd be a bad one.
Yep.
Hospital would not be a good one either.
It'd be appropriate.
Right?
Indeed.
When you get out of the hospital...
That would be foreshadowing.
And I could think on you. Sometimes I can't see... Right? He's the best. Well, that album is the best. He's not the best. He made one perfect album. He did one. There's a lot of one-hit wonders in the world, man. Gary Shandling's a one-hit wonder, ultimately. Mm-hmm. He is.
Yep.
One-hit wonder. He had one perfect... Again, it's not even perfect. It's a absolutely great TV show. Larry Sanders show.
Absolutely.
It's a good show. Great show.
Have you seen the documentary?
No, I'm not watching that.
Me neither. I don't have that kind of time.
Yeah, what, 4.5 hours? Got to watch this guy. Got to watch this guy rewrite his cartoon voiceover for he did a voice for whatever he did a voice for. Got to watch him do that. Yeah, no thanks. Then you got this Jonathan Richman. This guy makes the greatest album ever, Modern Lovers album. And then he loses it from that point on. He can't get it back. It's gone.
He took a turn.
One of the top 20 albums ever made, that album.
Agreed.
Modern Lovers album. You know, he lost it. It's hard. It's hard to lose.
Yep.
You know what? You watch this, you know, have you watched Atlanta yet?
I have. It's genius.
I'm going to say, this is the best show. The episode last week of Atlanta. This is without a doubt, I say this, the best television show I've ever seen. The best episode of anything ever was last week's episode of Atlanta.
I need to watch that one.
Because the episode, dude, what's the last episode you saw?
I think the second from the second season.
The one with the no chase rule?
Yeah, the shoplifting, yeah.
That's a good one. But these last three episodes, it's like the three of them add up to the greatest run. There's one amazing episode with the German Fest. Then the episode after that with Paperboy and this guy, and Bibby.
Yep.
I thought you didn't see it. Look, whatever. I'm not going to put you on. You're not on the hot seat. You're not on the Bud Light hot seat.
It's a genius show.
But then this past episode, Teddy Perkins, is the single greatest episode of any television show ever. I'm telling you. I never saw anything like it.
I trust your opinion. I will check it out as soon as I can.
Yeah. You have a great night, my friend.
You too. Take care, Tom.
Bye, bye. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is Quentin in Los Angeles.
Quentin in Los Angeles. What's up, Quentin?
Not much. I just had a few for the topic, and, you know, I'm very excited, actually. I've been working nights, so I haven't been able to listen live. So I've been able to in the fall.
Well, welcome. Mm-hmm. Your phone's not so hot right now, my friend.
Oh, really? Not bad.
Yeah, it's getting robot sounding.
Is it better here?
It is better.
All right, perfect. Glad.
What's up, Chief?
Not much. So, for best song to get beat up to, it might be a little on the nose, but I think it fits, given the attitude of it. I think Stone McCurdy's Mr. Heavenly released the perfect song to get beat up to with Beatdown.
Beatdown's a good one. That's a good
song.
Yeah,
it's good.
To get beat up to.
Sick Fs.
Yeah.
Take pleasure in it a little bit. Kind of smile when you're getting punched.
Yeah. Nice jaunty song. I think we might have someone. We might have someone from Mr. Heavenly in studio next week.
Ooh, I'm very excited to hear that.
Might happen.
Wow.
Might be a Nick Thorburn sighting next week. We'll see.
Very exciting. Well, hopefully I'll be able to call him in too as well.
Yeah, I hope so. What's the worst song to get beat up to?
Well, okay, so I have two, but I'll give you the one that I think is genuinely the worst. I think Tom Club's Genius of Love.
Uh-huh.
I think that would be pretty terrible to get beaten up to.
Sure. Like which part in particular? James Brown, that part, would that be? That would not be a great part. Any part of the song, because it's a fun, it's like such a festive celebration of good times. And then you're laying on the ground hoping your brains don't spill out of your ears.
Exactly. Plus, my further rationale is that where would I be where they would be playing that song, where somebody would have an issue?
It means you're roller skating.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting beat like up at probably the snack bar of a roller rink.
Or like cosmic bowling, yeah.
Yeah, you're there, you're ordering, you're waiting for these heat lamp French fries, right? You're waiting for your heat lamp French fries to be done.
Yeah, with the smell of floor wax.
Yeah, and then the next thing you know, womp, bonk, you're on the ground and then you're hearing,
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. Thanks for the call, buddy.
No problem.
Look out, me and Mike, we are going to do it. We're going to start running the boardwalk this summer. Jersey Shore. You ready to do it, Mike?
Yeah.
What are you going to wear? Massa shirt. You got to wear a Massa shirt. Oh, Mike, there's something somebody sent me. Let's bring Maggie in a second. But, Mike, can you come in for a second? I go to the Best Show post office box, right? And I'm waiting online. Because it's a thing. Article too large. So I got to go wait online. I wait online for 10 minutes.
Yeah. And this is very suspicious.
And there's a package.
Yeah.
And I open it up, 2AP Mike. Uh-huh. So I wait online, 2AP Mike. That's like, and this is the P.O. box that some mutant put a sticker on the actual box. APMike.bandcamp.com. Like on the, where I have to put the key in. Somebody had slapped, they wrote on a sticker, apmike.bandcamp.com, and slapped it on the P.O. box.
Yeah.
Like, it was their idea of a hoot.
Yeah.
Like I'm not terrified now.
Yeah.
apmike.bandcamp.com. What's over there even? What do they even sell there?
I've got various gimcracks over there.
What are you, headshots?
Headshots.
Are t-shirts. People still buying the headshots?
I got an order for one today. Yeah. it is remarkable.
And the shirts, the Massa shirts.
Shirts are still going.
Shirts are still selling.
Yeah.
I went to see Superchunk in Philly last week.
Okay.
First thing I see, guy in a Massa shirt.
It's nice.
Oh, it's classy.
It's exciting.
Yeah. I took a picture of him.
Oh, yeah.
I blocked his face out of the shot. I didn't want it to be too, I didn't want him to lose future employment or whatever.
Was it my buddy Wes down in Philly?
This is not Wes. This is a guy. This is the picture.
That's a good guy. Yeah.
Guy wearing a massive shirt. So proud.
Classic look.
Yeah, it's a classic look. It's very classy. Massive. This guy's got a massive shirt. They love the apmike.band. Look, I'm not saying apmike.bandcamp.com for any reason. Don't go there. Don't go to apmike.bandcamp.com. Whatever. If you do go there, don't buy anything there. Well, no, actually buy some. What is that package?
Yeah, what do you make of the packaging itself? It's sort of tissue paper, and this is
like
sort of
bakery
something.
Bakery ribbon.
Yeah, bakery ribbon. You don't see that too often.
No.
And it's sort of, is it a record maybe? One of those vinyl, what were those things you get in a magazine?
You want a pair of scissors? You got it?
No, I got it.
Mike's unwrapping the present. And there's a card, I think, right?
Yeah. I'm just curious about this.
What is this? I don't want you sending weird things to me.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
Oh, that's nice. Wow. Wow. Oh, my God.
What do you think right here?
That's you. You should put it on your denim jacket. It's a patch. Is that a patch?
Yeah, it's a patch.
It's a huge Grateful Dead Best Show patch.
It's a Scully with the Best Show logo.
Put it on, yeah.
In the skull.
Yeah.
Nice.
The coolest logo ever for the most boring band on earth. That's the coolest logo. Best Show. I mean, the Grateful Dead logo with the skull. What do they call that? Skull Bleeper?
They call it Scully.
Scully?
Affectionately called Scully, yeah.
Isn't that the dude who landed that plane?
Yeah. It's with a K.
Scully.
Yeah.
But what's that dude's name?
Sully with a C.
Sully.
Oh, Sully.
Sully.
Sullenberger, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Think he's a deadhead, yeah. Sully?
I don't think so.
If you found out Sully was a deadhead, if you found out the plane that birds flew into the engine, and this guy's like, don't worry, I got the plane. And that guy's like a snooze, too. Whenever you see that guy on things talking, Sully Sullenberger, he's a five-star flop of a... He's boring. He's boring as sin.
We could put a Scully... Scully with Sully inside.
Yeah. 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 Let me know how that goes.
So this was, I just want to...
What's that?
I want to thank Lena. You know, she actually did this herself.
Okay.
And she says that it was handmade on a 1740s Scharner switch machine. I can't make out that word. But I guess it's on an old sewing machine.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
It's a Grateful Dead patch with the Best Show logo in the head of the skull guy. Uh-huh. Put it on your denim jacket for when we're on the boardwalk,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When we're bothering like tourists, right? Because we'll just be like, we're locals, uh-huh. Right? Well, we're just grabbing their funnel cake off the plates, right?
Uh-huh, yeah. Very nice.
You got it. Very nice. You earned it, Mike.
Thank you.
If you found out, though, Sully, if you were on that plane, and then you find out a bird flew into the engine, mm-hmm. and he's like, we got to make an emergency landing.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, no, I think, you know, this guy, you'd be like, I think we'll be okay. He seems like he's got it together. And all of a sudden you hear like just, he's playing like a dead live show. If all of a sudden you're like seeing like, it's like the plane is flying, right?
Yeah.
Right? And he's like, vroom. He's like, this is your captain.
Yeah.
Sully Sullenberger. Don't worry. I'm in control of the plane. We're going to make an emergency landing. Everybody hang tight. We're going to make the landing. And all of a sudden you hear this. Play, you dirty animal. Play, you dirty animal. Hold on. Belly, baby. Like, if I heard baby elephant walk, yeah. I'd say, like, yeah, I'm getting out. This is where I get out. Yeah, I'd open the door. But also, you hear this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's like, let's put some. He said, now I'm going to play some landing music.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, everybody sit back.
This wouldn't have been my first choice.
I'm gonna have it. Who's gonna have it? Your lady needs to get it. You're gonna get it. I need it in the morning. I need it in the evening. I gotta get it when I'm on a picnic. And
so bad. I asked my family doctor about what I had. I said, doctor, doctor.
How long does this one lock in at?
There's another 17 and a half minutes to go.
Yeah.
Good loving.
You really stretched out on that one.
Oh, the worst. I'm sorry. I'm trying with these guys. Okay. I try.
All right.
I try.
I give you credit.
Sweet Magnolia Sugar Caboose. What is it called again? What's it called? One, two. One,
potato
two.
Potato Caboose? And,
yeah.
And
sweet, yes. What's it called? Lady Begonia's yeah. Old Time Tulips.
You're in the vicinity.
Right?
You got the names right? Down, yeah.
Sugar, what's that? Sugar Magnolia.
Sugar Magnolia.
And how's that go? Sugar Magnolia.
I can't do the lyrics on the spot.
Take you down to the farm. Right?
There's some rolling by the riverside. Yeah. I know that's part of it.
All right, whatever. Get out. You and your patch, get out of here. Both of you. Both of you. I'll tell you one thing. I better not catch you talking to that patch. I don't see any weird thing where that patch is like your friend now. What's that? What's that, Scully? Hit Tom over the head. Hey, Pat. Hey, Dudio, can you tell Pat to bring in Maggie?
Pat, bring in Maggie.
There you go. Dudio does not like Pat, which is a new development. I thought everyone liked Pat. Dudio's not so into Pat anymore. Doesn't like him so much. Did you order the pizza?
One place said they wouldn't deliver, so I'm gonna try another place.
Okay, all right. Look, they wouldn't deliver.
Yeah, we would have to make $20 out of the delivery, so we were to do one pie was 12.
Yeah. See what you can do. Oh, see, you could have ordered it earlier. Being told you could have ordered it earlier. Maggie! Sirota. Right?
Yes.
That's how you say it?
It is.
.com?
No.
MaggieSirota.com? Author?
Sure.
Commentor?
Absolutely.
Media gadfly?
I think that's Mo Rocca, but I'll...
You're Mo Rocca?
Yeah, Mo Rocca.
But you're not. This is not Mo Rocca. Hey, I thought I booked Mo Rocca. That's who I meant to book for the show. Not Maggie Sirota. Yeah. Star of the CBS weekend.
Okay, sure.
So it's definitely not... Yeah,
I will take your word for it.
That definitely was Mo Rocca.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm great. And I'm even better now that I heard you guys talking about the Jersey Shore.
Do you like the Jersey Shore?
Well, my first job was on the Ocean City Boardwalk.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
The Ocean City Boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm trying to picture Ocean City Boardwalk now.
1993.
South of Atlantic City.
Yep.
That's mm-hmm. the one with the huge Ferris wheel
mm-hmm.
that I ended up on last May. I ended up on it. This is what happened. I went down there.
Okay.
Right before the season started. In May, mid-May.
Okay.
And I stayed at a place because I had to do some writing. I had to get some writing done.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm going down for a couple of days. There's nothing going on down here yet. It's not open yet. Some stuff's mm-hmm. starting to open. So then I get the writing done. I catch fire. I'm writing this stuff. The words are flying like you'd think. I think it was like Stephen King was in my fingers.
Sitting there at your Smith Corona.
Now cranking it. I'm yeah. pressing that Smith Corona. Ding. I finished the writing and I'm like, I can do anything now.
You're free.
I did it. But I felt like I have a fear of Ferris wheels. Not good on Ferris mm-hmm. wheels. Then I see this gigantic, and it's a huge Ferris wheel.
Mm-hmm.
That Ocean City Boardwalk Ferris wheel. And I'm like, I'm going on that Ferris wheel. I can conquer all. I'm conquering. We're going to just start crossing things off my terror list. Mm-hmm. I get on that Ferris wheel. immediately I'm like, this was a huge mistake.
Well, what
I'm
was
still scared of Ferris wheels.
What was the reaction to just a guy alone getting on a Ferris wheel?
Oh, they don't like that.
Yeah.
But to be fair, at least it's a guy. I'm committing to being caged
right.
by myself for okay. a while. If I was a true creep, mm-hmm. they'd probably be like, at least we know where this guy is
yeah.
for a while.
Yeah.
We've got eyes on him.
He's contained.
He's on the Ferris wheel. If anything, we could stop the Ferris wheel and get the cops over here to like, it
yes.
could meet him when it comes down to the lower half if I was a true creep. But I'm on that thing and immediately I get that pit in my stomach. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I hate that sensation of when the wheel's going up. Like if it's going up, like it starts at 6 o'clock and you go mm-hmm. 7, 8, 9. From 9 to 12, mm-hmm. when the wheel's turning behind you. Oh.
What about the sound, like the crickety?
I hate all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes me think the thing's going to fall apart. Because then everybody's like, oh, no, this thing has never fallen apart yet. That's worse. It's due. Right?
You already see, you're already picking out, like, which picture on the news you hope they use. Like,
oh, I don't care at that point. Yeah. Look, that's someone else's nightmare, which picture everybody's got to look at. They're probably going to end up putting a picture of me with AP Mike standing in front of me with a massive shirt on.
It's you with Gary.
It's me with Gary and AP. It's Mike arguing with Gary. Would be the picture that goes on the news. And it would just be like, it wouldn't even be like, hey, this guy did a radio show. That's why he had a puppet on his head. Mm-hmm. Be like, no, this is the guy that croaked. They just wouldn't like, give no context for it. And people would be like, eh, if it's that much of a loss, some weird puppet dude. Local puppeteer. New Jersey puppeteer dies in Ferris wheel accident.
Riding it alone.
Alone. Yeah, one. People would be like, he was alone on that thing? They'd be like, yeah, he was, yeah, something where there's smoke, there's fire. People would be like, so that boardwalk is in, that's where you worked. You were a teen?
Yeah, I was about to start high school, so I was 14.
Okay.
And now that I think about it, the job I had doesn't sound like remotely legal, but
yeah.
You're like where this is going. Yeah. No, my job was to put temporary tattoos on people. And some of them were Grateful Dead themed.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you're putting dancing bears on people.
Yeah, but if like, you know, this is, you know, the South Jersey Shore, you know, a lot of, you know, like as Jersey Shore Hook would say, big juice head gorilla. Like sometimes I had to shave people.
You had to shave people to make room for the tattoo?
Right, yeah.
A 14-year-old
yes.
is shaving adults. This is the most troubling thing I've ever heard.
Did I tell you David Lynch directed my childhood?
Yes, that's what this is like. This is like, Mike? This is a horror show. A child is shaving these hairy Grateful Dead fans.
Well, usually for the hairy guys, they always wanted like the giant Black Panther,
uh-huh.
like fake tattoo. So it's like this big viral like.
Wait, when did you work there? This summer? Like now?
Might as now as in 1993.
Wait, the Black Panther tattoo
no,
from when?
Like a really just vicious panther. And
oh,
like,
so not literally.
Yeah, not
Black
not a Marvel.
Panther. Yes,
I was not working in the Marvel universe.
Yes, like, this is not the MCU.
Yeah,
it's not okay. So it's like of a
yeah.
mean looking panther.
But it's like a fake tattoo. So I'm putting yeah. this vicious panther, and you could actually they would be like little blood trails
yeah.
on the shoulder, like the claws.
Yeah, and then it's also just like. Yeah, that thing's going to come off in the shower.
Yeah.
Like you're just like with your tough, your tough tattoo is going to start coming off in the shower.
Yeah, yeah.
Tough guy.
Or maybe you put that on one shoulder, then like the Tasmanian devil on the other shoulder. Oh,
but you're like shaving. That's just nauseating.
It's not horrible.
It's the worst thing I ever heard in my life. A 14-year-old, literally child. So what are you doing? You're getting your shaving cream out?
No,
you're lathering up their arms?
I wasn't even lathering. My boss just gave me like a bathroom Dixie cup of water.
So it's bad for everybody. They're getting some grimy razor.
Yeah.
It's bad for you. It's disgusting for everybody.
It's pretty bad.
A 14-year-old child shaving people. And meanwhile, these people are getting shaved by the same razor all summer long.
Well, I would dip it in the Dixie cup.
Oh, well, that's, of course, it was water in the Dixie cups. That purified it.
Yeah.
That kept it nice and clean. I'm sure you were changing the water every time you had to shave someone. Oh, wait, you weren't? This is the grossest thing I ever heard in my life.
Good thing we have pizza coming.
Is this? Yes, good. Get ready for pizza, everyone. I'll say this.
Mm-hmm.
These guys out there, I loaded up on snacks like crazy from Costco last week. I already noticed the peanut butter pretzel thing was loose. Because there's some left. There's some of the previous batch left. And these, I'm not going to say, I'm going to call them names. I'm not going to call them names. They want me to say, oh, the previous batch is stale. Let's just ditch this and open the fresh new one. No. We're eating every last one. You guys leave that thing loose. We're eating every stale peanut butter pretzel nugget before we open the fresh one. You hear me? They leave it loose. Let the air. We wouldn't do this in their house. Their house, you see AP Mike, you think AP Mike's leaving the bag of nut clusters open?
No. AP Mike's a man that respects nut clusters.
Yeah. He's not leaving that. Well, he can't even eat them. He had a stomach ache from that last time. Mm-hmm. He was eating too much of like one thing. It's like, yeah, Mike, I bought 14 different snacks. We'll break it up a little bit. Yeah, I got a stomach ache from eating the nut clusters. Yeah, try something else. Try a biscotti. Get a nice biscotti. Dip it in your Kirkland Light. You have a Kirkland Light tonight, Mike?
Greg,
we'll bring Greg in. Greg, you can sit in here and make Greg. Keep your shirt on, Greg. One at a time, Greg. Like Greg left. In protest? No. So we got this Kirkland Light out there, this cheap garbage beer that Costco said. Costco's now in the beer. Costco is brewing beer now.
Okay.
Apparently. They make. Do you know Costco's one of the top, speaking of pizza?
Mm-hmm.
They are like one of the top, they have turned into one of the top pizzeria chains in America just because they sell their pizza.
Do they heat up Elia's?
No, they don't. Look, that would be a good thing. This would not be. I would not have this tone in my voice.
Right.
If I was like, "Hey, Costco heats Elia's up," it'd be like,
"Let's go to Costco's."
Yeah, we'd be eating at Costco right now, doing the show. No, but they make this pizza, this cheapo pizza that mm-hmm. they make, and they sell from their kitchen area.
Okay,
from like the Costco snack bar.
They just melt like mozzarella on a cracker.
It's not, but no, it's real pizza, Maggie. What do you think? It's Costco. It's not a fly by night thing.
I'm sorry.
This is not Sam's Club. We think we're talking about here BJ's. It's Costco.
Okay.
It's not Sam's Club. It's Costco. Show some respect.
I will never disrespect.
And I'll also say this: I had to go the other night on. I had to find some dog chow, right? And I'm trying on Easter. I suddenly realized, hey, there's no dry dog chow. And I'm not getting my dog no garbage. I'm trying to find some half-decent. Every grocery store is closed. And the snow is coming in the next day. So I'm like, yeah, I just need a little bit of dry. I need the dry dog food for 2 days. The only thing open, Walmart. I go into that place. That's the most depressing thing I've ever been in my life. I go to, look, and I'm comparing it to Target. I'm not saying, can you believe this is where these slobs shop? It's like, no, I go to Target. No problem. Costco is like, not Costco. Walmart is so, like, the floors seem like they're ready to get, like, hosed down. Like, they have the thing, like they're ready for people to treat this place badly. Mm-hmm. Like, it seems like it could be dismantled at any, like, it takes nothing for them to just reassemble a Walmart.
Like, they're going to shoot, like, a riot, like, a looting scene in a disaster movie.
Oh, yeah. It seems like, yeah, they're ready for, like, a zombie attack.
Yeah, yeah.
And there'd be blood all over the place. They'd be like, okay, we'll have this place clean in 3 hours. We'll be back to normal. Nobody will know the difference. They don't have to do anything, and maybe we wouldn't even notice there's blood all over the place anyway. So, yes, but Costco is one of the top pizza merchants in America now because they blast so many of these pies out. They're blasting pies out all day long. Did you know that, Mike? Mike left. Great. yeah. I can't, look, it's just too cheesy for me, that the Costco pizza. What? I'm not in pizza for the cheese. That's for a child likes pizza for the cheese. I'm in it for the, give me some sauce, right? Some good sauce on it. Some gravy. So Maggie.
Yeah.
Ocean City Boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
Shaving people to put tattoos on.
Child shaving adults.
A child shaving adult. You lived also, were you in Philly? Are you a Philly resident?
When I was a little kid, and then I did most of the growing up in Cherry Hill, then I moved back to Philly for college.
Then you went back to Philly. Where'd you go to school in Philly?
Temple University.
Temple. Home of?
The Owls.
The Owls. Tim and Eric.
Yeah.
Went to Temple.
I used to go see Eric's hardcore bands.
Which was, what band was it again?
He was in Elements of Need.
Mm-hmm.
There's like an old school straight edge one, I believe, called Introspect. And then he played in Ink and Dagger for a little bit.
That's right. Ink and Dagger is the big name of the batch.
Yep.
Mike, you ever eat Costco pizza?
No.
Never been to a Costco. Well, that's going to be, when we get our summer plans together, that's where we'll go to Costco. We'll buy our clothes at Costco, our shorts, and our beach wear. Then we'll head right to the board. There's a Costco usually close to the boardwalk. Best show, hi.
Hey.
Hi.
What's up?
Not a whole lot. To whom am I speaking?
Oh, this is Kathleen.
Well, Kathleen, you're here with me and Maggie Sirota.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hi Kathleen.
What's up, Kathleen? Where are you calling from, Kathleen?
I'm calling from Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Home of?
The Orioles?
That's right. The Baltimore Orioles. That's what I was looking for.
All right.
I also would have taken John Waters or Dan Deacon.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So what's up tonight, Kathleen?
Well, I called in for the topic, but then you started talking about the boardwalk, and it made me think of a couple of boardwalk stories I have as well.
Yeah, let's hear it. Because me and AP Mike are going to be doing a fair amount of time on the boardwalk this summer.
Right. So I actually grew up in New Jersey, and I went to Wildwood after prom for the weekend.
Way south.
And I remember...
Did you get arrested?
I didn't get arrested, okay. But there was one night where we stayed up until the sun rose, and everybody was like, let's go to the boardwalk. So we all ran to the boardwalk,
okay.
And it turned out it was like the National Boy Scout campout weekend on the beach.
Yeah, so these idiots are all on the beach now, right? These dumb Boy Scouts.
So what everybody sell, started like ripping up the tents.
If Girl Scouts sell cookies, what do Boy Scouts sell? Do they sell Matchbox cars?
Yeah, that sounds right.
If I was running the Boy Scouts, this is what I would do. We're selling cookies, too. Right? We're going right at your centaurs or a dollar cheaper. Let's make a run. We'll throw in 6 extra cookies, and ours are a box at a dollar cheaper. Make a
what
run.
What flavor?
Same flavors. Straight up knockoffs. Right? Thin mint, thick mint. Boy Scouts have thick, but they're like bigger, thick mint cookies. They're really wide mint cookies. Samosas? Is that the other one? What are they?
Samoas?
Samoas?
Yeah.
Well, the Boy Scouts sell samosas. They're hot. They're hot cookies filled with chickpeas.
Spicy.
They're hot, spicy cookies in the box covered. It's like chocolate-covered samosas. Sure.
The box is wet when you get
it. The box is wet. It's hot and wet. It's got its own little ecosystem going on inside of it where it rained in it because you put hot food into a cardboard box. So it rained back down. So you, Kathleen, you saw all the tents, the Boy Scouts. And you and your friends are all probably, feeling no pain at that point?
You could say so.
Right? A little bit of, right? You can admit it.
That's right.
Right? You had a little... and then some... right?
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Little any and all snowstorms were welcomed on that class, in that high school thing, right? That's what it used to be in the rider for, I think, the Allman Brothers had. It was just like, any and all snowstorms are welcome. Just like, nobody looked at that and was just like, hey,
what's this?
I think this might be trash even by our standards. That we're putting this on the thing. Like, we got to put this on the contract that says the snowstorms.
Yeah, so I think, like, when you get to that point, you're just like, just write cocaine.
Yeah, exactly.
Just write.
We're the Allman Brothers. You write cocaine. Yeah. We like, P.S., we like cocaine. Got any? We'll certainly do it. The whipping post will go a lot faster tonight. That'd be the thing. I'll be like, I'll go get you guys some coke. Mm-hmm. Whipping post is going to go, not going to be 38 minutes long. Yeah. I'll go get the Allman Brothers coke if it means whipping post isn't going to be 38 minutes long tonight.
Well, speaking of drugs, I actually wanted to hear from you guys on Lil Van. I don't know if you guys have been following this beef between John Daly and Lil Van.
Lil Xan, the rapper, and John Daly, a friend of the Best Show, comedian John Daly.
The great John Daly.
The great John Daly, not the golfer, no. The comedian. He's been fighting with the rapper Lil Xan because John started making fun of his face tattoos on Twitter. And then Lil Xan's fans all went after John. And then John released a diss track today as if he was Lil Xan's father. And it's the funniest thing I've ever heard. It's so funny.
I haven't heard it yet, but I enjoyed the photo.
The photo. Yeah. He's got him with his saxophone. Did you hear it, Kathleen?
Yeah, I was actually going to say, like, that's got to be the worst song to get beat up to.
Is hearing John Daly's Lil Xan
diss track parody. Yeah, just I'm your dad. Yeah. I'm your dad.
I'm your dad. Why does my son have these tattoos on his face?
Mm-hmm. You used to light up a room.
It's very funny. It's so good. Yes, he outdid himself. Yeah. Yeah, Lil Xan's fan. Lil Xan went after John at one point, was just like, yeah, are you jealous of how much money I have? And when you see that from a kid, it's like, yeah, don't worry, Lil Xan. I'm not worried about, I'll come back in 10 years and talk to you about money. I won't have a whole lot of it 10 years from now, but I know you won't either. I'm not saying suddenly I'm going to be super successful 10 years from now, but I have a feeling you might have burned through your money at that point, Lil Xan. Well, Kathleen, do you get mad when people call you Catherine? Doesn't that drive you nuts?
Nobody has ever called me Catherine, but I hate when people call me Kathy.
Because it's Kathleen.
Yeah, it's Kathleen. Call me by my name, you know. Yes.
They don't shorten it to Kathy. Yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah.
Right?
It's disrespectful.
Yeah, it's like AP Mike. It's Gary the Squirrel calls Mike Mickey. And I know it drives him nuts. Right, Mike? You hate that when Gary calls you Mickey.
Mickey. Earlier, when I first got on, I was on hold, and I asked my boyfriend if AP Mike stood for Asbury Park Mike.
Well, it will summer. This summer it will. It's not associate producer. It's going to be Asbury Park Mike. Thank you. That's perfect. I'm telling you, me and Mike are going from every boardwalk. We'll announce which boardwalks we're going to be at. And people are going to, we're going to go, people are going to get funnel cakes smashed in their face. We're going to get on rides with people and get next to them on the ride. Like, we'll jump into the car next to you. Even though we're not friends with you, you'd be like, ugh, who are you? Yeah, I'm the one riding on the ride next to you. That's who I am. I'm the one riding this horse on the merry-go-round. Right next to you.
You could sprinkle some sand in people's bags of chips.
Yeah, that's a good one. Right? We'll go around. We'll have a dollar. We'll have a $5 bill we'll put on fishing wire. Watch people chase it. Right, Mike? We'll like lead him under the boardwalk. Yeah, maybe we'll rough him up. Just put like a, yeah, we'll put that on the boardwalk. And then I'm going to do to you though, Mike, is how we're going to make money. We're going to do boardwalks performing is you're going to wear a suit made of French fries. And then, then a swarm of seagulls will attack you. And then I spray all of you with a hose. And then people throw money in our little hat we have.
But then Mike's going to eat the seagull.
That's then kinda, Mike eats the seagull. Yeah. Yes. Then Mike cooks the seagull on the beach. Or if one of the restaurants won't let him in.
Uh-huh.
Because he could like deep fry the seagull.
All of them.
Yeah. He could either deep fry the seagull.
Right.
Like the way they have the Oreos, mm-hmm. deep fried Oreos or Twinkies.
Mm-hmm.
Michael dropped the seagull right into a fryer.
Sure.
Or if they won't let him do that, see if you could throw it on the grill at one of these places, Mike. Eat some grilled seagull. Then you're just going to have to cook the seagull over an open fire on the beach. And we'll go on the beach when they're playing a movie, like when they're playing like Despicable Me 3.
Mm-hmm.
Michael just be like in front of the screen with like a little fire going.
I just see Mike.
Families are trying to watch Despicable Me 3 and they're just like, Daddy, is that man eating a seagull?
I just see like Mike sitting there, the families are next to him, he just spits out a bunch of feathers.
Yeah, he'll like cough.
Yeah.
And then like feathers come out of his mouth.
But it'll be like a really phlegmy, gross cough and like. Yeah. Oh,
God. That's, I could throw up thinking yep. about that. Mike, keep your summer clear. What if we do that every, like, we'll do the show Tuesday nights and then Wednesdays we go to the boardwalk? Or what if we just go right down from the show? We just get right in the car. I'm also going to need you to buy a cool car, Mike. All right? I need you to get like a Fast and Furious type car.
I'm really curious about this year's haul of like boardwalk novelty shirts.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be wearing them all. So yeah. You can just.
Perfect.
You can see us model them all. We'll
Wonderful.
Have our. Yeah. Like what the. I guess this year they're probably working on some sort. There'll be like a lot of like Black Panther themed mm-hmm. things, right?
Yeah.
Right. Mike's going to wear a shirt that says, if they can, how come if I have White Panther, then I'm, and it'll be like that's what Mike's shirt's going to say.
Yeah.
You wear that shirt, Mike? He'll wear it, yeah. Under the French fry suit. He's going to wear a shirt. How come if I cheer on White Panther, then I'm dot, dot, dot.
That's a pretty great reveal, like once the French fries get hosed off.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is a racist.
Yeah.
Like the seagulls exposed, like, oh, the seagulls flew down and exposed a guy who wants to know why he can't root for White Panther. Kathleen, thank you for the call.
Yeah. Oh, you thank sound, you for having
you
me.
You sound vaguely exhausted. You're like, oh.
I've been on hold a long time.
I know, but we're talking now, and it was a great call. Thank you so much.
I know.
You have a
thank
grand
you.
Evening.
Thank you.
Nice.
Bye.
So, Maggie, you as a Philly, Maggie Sirota, you go to Philly.
Mm-hmm.
You're there.
Yep.
Look, and this is the thing with Philly.
Here we go.
Up until 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Loserville, right? Philly. No, just in terms of like sports and things.
Okay, all right.
But now suddenly it's like, it's a city of champions now.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to the parade?
I didn't, but my little brother did. He sent me some pictures.
Your brother went to the parade?
Yeah.
He didn't run after the subway and run into that pole. That's not your brother, is it?
But I was really proud of him, so he didn't get alcohol poisoning or arrested.
Okay.
So well, I was stoked.
He didn't jump off the awning at that one.
No. And I definitely texted to find out if it was him.
It was him. When you saw the stuff going on, did you think, what were the odds that your brother was trying to get up a greased pole? And you were just like, What was that? Is that like an even, like a 50-50
yeah,
thing? Like
no,
that?
It easily could have been Jake.
Yeah, he's trying to, I know my brother's probably trying to scale
yeah.
one of the greased. I think next year, look, God forbid, this is what I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
I love Philly. Mm-hmm. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. I was there. I saw Superchunk in Philly
mm-hmm.
on a Wednesday. I didn't see him in New York. I saw him in Philly. God forbid the Eagles win a second Super Bowl. Then it's going to just be like, we'll be hearing about how, like, everyone will be told how what it's like to win and how we are winners and, like, the history of winning that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
If the Eagles get in the playoffs again, they should just grease the people, right? It should just be a thing. If you're coming downtown,
mm-hmm.
you have to get sprayed with grease.
Basically, like, the sidewalk is just a slip and slide.
Yeah, it should just grease the entire city down.
Yeah.
And just be like, you're, but it's just like, because the poles, that's not cut. People are just, it's like, oh, that's a challenge. Like, oh, the poles are greased? People can't get it? Yeah, watch this. Watch me get, then I'm bringing it down.
You're like, I look at this grappling hook.
Yeah, watch, exactly. Suddenly Batman is out there. Philly's Batman, the utility belt, trying to scale the pole.
Philly's Batman and his wife pronouncing the letter O.
Hello?
Hello, hi, welcome to the best show.
Oh, hi.
To whom am I speaking?
This is Mary from Brooklyn.
Mary from Brooklyn. What part of Brooklyn are you from?
I'm in Bed-Stuy at the moment.
All right. How's that going for you?
It's going pretty good. It's not bad.
You're here with me and Maggie Sirota.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Maggie.
And we're talking about a bunch of different things, but the topic tonight is the best and worst songs to get beat up to.
Okay, I have one that's the best and the worst, and one that's just the worst.
Uh-huh.
So I think the best, kind of the best, but also the worst, would be Old Forgotten Soldier by Harry Nilsson. I think it would be great in kind of a, like, poetic movie scene sort of way, but also the worst because you just really want to give up.
You'd want to give up.
Yeah.
Okay, this is on, it's on Pussycats.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a sad, this is a bummer of a song to get beaten down to. All right. Okay. What was the other one you had?
And the worst would be any Fish song because you wouldn't know when, you know, you don't even have anything to distract yourself with, like a consistent rhythm and you don't know when it would end.
You wouldn't even know if it was a song or if it was a jam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or yeah.
As you're laying there, you're also just thinking like, does this actually sound like this or is there just blood pooling in my ears that makes it sound really bad now? Or is this are my ears ringing because I'm getting stomped? Or is this just what Fish actually sound like? You know what's one I think would be a bad song to get beat up to? The theme from Cheers. Right? That would not be a good one.
I thought on the way over the theme from Frasier would be a bad one.
Like the Kelsey Grammer song one? Yeah, that'd be the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting punched. Hey, baby, I hear the rings are calling, tossed salad and scrambled eggs. Yeah.
That's him singing it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
The hubris that he's just like, no, I'll sing that. Hey, Kelsey, we're working on... I'm thinking I'll sing the closing song for the show as well. You know, people in the office are just like, okay.
Like he gets out of his helicopter. I'm here to sing.
Hey, baby, I feel the blues are calling. Chopped salad and scrambled. Tossed salad? What is it? Tossed salad and scrambled eggs?
Mm-hmm.
What is that also?
Isn't there a part of that song where he scats or did I just invent that?
I don't know. I think there might be.
Like maybe in the closing credits?
The wait, it's not. It's how long? I think he's like. I don't want to hear.
Yeah,
he does. I think he might do a little riff like that.
Yeah,
Dudio, you're a big fan of Frasier, right? Does he sing that song? But does he scat a little bit? The extended version. Could you imagine the extend? Hold on. There's a 4.5 minute long version of this.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scram.
Now, the worst thing about this one is you can hear that it's in a recording studio. I'm going to say goodnight to you. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Oh, wait.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I don't know if this is allowed. It's my friend Colin's birthday, and he introduced me to the show.
Oh,
so I
wish
wanted
it was
to...
allowed. I wish I could let you say happy birthday, Colin.
I can't. It's not going to happen.
You can't say happy birthday, Colin. Sorry.
Better luck next year.
I wish that I would let you say happy birthday, Colin, to your friend who turned you onto the show. But I can't say I can't let you say happy birthday, Colin. But I will say, hey, Colin, I hear the blues are calling. Happy birthday from your friend, whose name I'm blanking on now. What's your name again?
Mary.
Mary, that's right. Hey, Mary, called the best show. Hey, Mary, called the best show, Colin. Say happy birthday. Okay, that's enough. Bye.
Thank you.
And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Now just imagine this. There's 4 more minutes of this. Right? What would you rather hear? The 4 more minutes of this, or would you rather hear four minutes of being chased by a gang, or 4 minutes of just listening to this while sitting?
Well, I think the thing about that is, like, you actually kind of hear him really going for it in the studio. Like, yeah. I actually, like, visualize, like, he's probably snapping his fingers and dancing in place. And
this is the worst. Yeah. This is the absolute worst.
I just don't like that guy enjoying himself.
No, because he seems like he's not a good enjoyer. It seems like he gets selfish and
like him,
and thoughtless.
Yeah, like for him to enjoy himself, like that ruins at least 20 people's day.
Yes. I was doing what I want to do. Oh goody. Kelsey wants to do what he wants to do. This is gonna be a great day for all of us. I heard there's a talk show. I'm not gonna say who. No, I'm not even gonna say it. I'm not getting into it. I'll get in trouble if I say, not saying it. Not spreading rumors. Right, Mike? Yeah. What am I, Stevie Nicks spreading rumors around? I can't say Lindsey Buckingham because he's out of the band. How'd that go down? Yeah, you're out. Yeah. Hey, remember when we were a washed up blues band and then you came in and wrote nonstop hits for us, and now we're all richer than we know what to do with. Yeah, you're out. Don't worry, John McVie will slide him up front. That weird mannequin. Best show, hi.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike. It's Tom.
Oh, it's Tom. Sorry, I had the thing on. So, yeah. I got something for the topic.
And what's your name?
My name is Paul.
Paul, where are you calling from?
I'm from West Toronto.
West Toronto. What's out in West Toronto? What do you got out there? Young Street?
No, we got the lake and we got some coyotes and stuff like that.
The lake and coyotes.
Yeah, it's kind of a problem right now. But anyways, okay. I'm going to start with best song to get beat up to is, okay, this is kind of a little obscure, it's a band Killing Joke from England.
I know Killing Joke.
Sure. What song?
War Dance. Not the one on the first album, but the one on the 7-inch single backed by Psych. That's a pretty good song to get beat up to.
I feel like you know.
it's very specific.
Yeah.
You're being very specific about, oh, I don't want to get beat up to the one on the album.
Well, I don't know. He's got this, like, weird voice modulator thing going on, the one on the album. But, like, the other one is a little bit more punk rock, and it's just straight up rocking. But, yeah. So it's definitely, like...
All right, that'd be good. What's a bad one, Paul?
And the bad one is Red Rubber Ball by The Circle.
That's a bad song to get because it's too, like, jaunty and playful.
Well, yeah, basically it's like, you know, imagine like, you know, like... It's like a skit from, like, The Monkees. Like, you know, it's like... Yeah. I would imagine myself, like, you know, getting thrashed with, like, chains and pipes with that playing in the background. And it's almost comical, so... Mm-hmm. There you go. That's what I got.
Hold on. Yeah. That's a good one, Paul. Great job.
Well, thank you very much. It was nice talking to you again. You have a great night, man.
You too.
Bye. Bye.
Good show, hi.
Chains and pipes with that.
Best show, hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Is this me?
It is you. Welcome.
Hey. I'm turning down my radio.
Yeah.
I got two for the topic.
But what's the worst and best song to get beat up to?
You want worst or best first?
Whatever you want, my friend. What's your name, if you don't mind me asking?
This is Tom from Long Island.
Tom from Long Island. Where on Long Island are you? Huntington?
No. I'm in Seacliff.
It's
near there. I'm two towns over from Billy Joel.
Two towns over from Billy Joel. You ever worry?
Careful.
Yeah, you watch the side of your house. Is the side of your house reinforced?
No, but I know someone that did get their house hit by him. That's in Bayville, New York, yeah.
I'm just imagining.
Yeah, he rides around on a motorcycle around here sometimes. Uh-huh. There's a lot of spottings of him. He's like a very small Nosferatu.
Does he have his pugs in the sidecar?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, wow.
He's a small Nosferatu. I just don't want to let that one go. So you hear the motorcycle.
Yeah. Right. He owns a Hurley shop in Oyster Bay, New York.
Maybe I'll go in and buy a chop, or I'll go in and price chop. What if I go in and just price him and like keep going in until I finally run into him there?
There's a very good chance that you will run into him. He's very like, you know, salt of the earth, man of the people type.
I got my eye on a chopper.
Yeah.
Do you think he play? Do you think when he does when he's live at Madison Square Garden with this eternal run that he's doing there, this like, and that's for what? That's for people who are like, who like, people have to go to that if they like aren't paying fines and things. It's like a punishment, right? That once a month Billy Joel punishes 20,000 people at Madison Square Garden and makes them watch him perform. It's like a negotiation with the state. Is that what that is, Mike? Like if you are a deadbeat dad, then the judge sentences you to like three of the Billy Joel concerts.
You're a firefighter who lost his license because of a DUI.
Yeah, exactly. Just little things like that.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I sentence you to see Billy Joel and his August show at Madison Square Garden. No, please, Your Honor. No, I'm begging you, Your Honor. Please, I'm begging you. I made some bad decisions. That's. For sure, but I don't deserve this. So, do you think when he's doing one of those shows that he brings his motorcycle on stage when he's doing, I'm moving now?
Yeah, just like Rob Halford. Yeah.
Like he brings it out and he has to like, because you know that song in the record, there's like a motorcycle in it?
Yeah.
Like,
punk rock stuff.
What's that?
When he plays his punk rock.
Yeah, when he plays his punk album, Glass Houses, when he goes into his punk album. Because he has like, but Moving Out has that motorcycle on it.
Yes, absolutely.
If I was Billy Joel, this is what I would do. he's playing Moving Out. Working too hard can give you a heart attack. You ought to know by now, right? He should sing it by walking backwards, like he's leaving the stage. People don't know where he's going. Now the good town with a broken back. Is that all you get for your money? And he's like, well, it seems like a waste of time, right? Right. There's like, then I'm moving out. And then the band's like playing like, boom, boom, boom. And suddenly like you hear like, vroom, vroom, right? And he rides his motorcycle out, not just like slow the way Rob Halford used to just crawl his motorcycle out across the stage. Billy Joel guns this thing as hard as he can and blasts out at the crowd. He flies, maybe just lets the motorcycle go. He like isn't even,
yeah,
he revs it
and it just goes.
Yeah, he just revs it and slides off of it, lets the motorcycle fly out at the audience.
It's like the Billy Joel show is free, but you might die.
Yeah, you might. Right. It's like Gallagher. It's like if Gallagher sent if Gallagher revved a motorcycle and sent it flying at the audience. At each show.
Right. No tarp is stopping that one.
Yeah, no tarp, no barricades. People just a motorcycle spinning out of control as fast as possible, flying at the audience. And then he just goes, he's like, hey, come on out to Oyster Bay. If you like that chopper, we got more of them out there. Come on out, I'll sign the gas tank. If you buy one. Do you think if I went into that thing, I'm just like, you think I could get Billy to sign the motorcycle? Think he would sign it?
I think he'd have a good chance.
All right, my friend.
Yeah.
So that's, what are you, that was your, so we never even got to your thing. You just talked about, you know, someone whose house got run into by Billy Joel. We never even got to your songs.
No, not at all.
What are your songs?
Well, I would say the best song to get beat up to would be probably Where Eagles Dare by the Misfits.
That's a pretty good one to get beat up to.
Yeah,
a lot of Misfit songs would be good.
My choice was She.
Okay, yeah. She would be a good one to get beat up to.
She is a good one. All Hell Breaks Loose, a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's the equivalent to getting your butt beaten.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And what's a bad one?
A bad one? I would be very specific. It would be the end of Sweet Judy Blue Eyes on the loop.
The end, is that the part where he's like, are you saying the part where he's like, well, take it to me, baby.
No,
on my knees.
No, after that, the
do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That's the part you don't want to get beat up to.
On an endless loop.
Yeah, that'd be pretty bad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's all I got, man.
That's a good one. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, man.
Bye. It's so charming when I... blurt by at people
when you honk.
It just shows I have such a good feel for the audience. So Maggie,
yeah,
what's going on? What's up this summer? What's your summer going to be like?
I don't know. Probably watching CNN with my cat.
Watching CNN with your cat.
Yeah.
Your cat watches CNN or you, you're...
He just kind of soothes me while I watch cable news. Yeah.
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 That's nice.
Yeah.
And what's your cat's name again?
Cosmo.
Cosmo. Named after, of course, Kramer. Cosmo Kramer. Right?
They enter a room the same way.
Your cat throws the door open.
Yes. He slides in.
He slides in.
Yeah. He's shocked at whatever's happening.
And he's got some kind of scheme going.
Yeah.
And then he's also says once in a while, it's a little bad word slip. A little hate.
Works a little blue.
A little hate once in a while from your cat. Where'd my thing? Hold on. Where is this? Mike, where'd this go? I'm kidding. Mike doesn't know. I tell you, when you're out there, what's the dynamic like with these guys?
They like tore open this little canister of like this like kind of like plastic sealed thing of comic books and went wild.
Yeah, I don't even know. Someone brought comic books in?
Yeah, there's like a whole like little plastic bin. They tore it open. They were like feral squirrels out there.
I can't get a handle on this groupie. I think it's time for full... At one point, I thought I needed to like dump one of them to like scare the other two into getting their act together.
What if you did like producer Fight Club?
That's pretty good.
Like, who wants it the most?
Yeah, like a decathlon.
Yeah.
Decathlon of terror.
Mm-hmm.
What about that?
They got to swim. They got to shoot something.
Yeah. But I'll like handcuff them together, Beat It style.
Mm-hmm.
Like from the Beat It video.
Sure.
I'll make them do Beat It style knife fights.
Yeah.
Right?
Reasonable.
Handcuff them together. Like, tie their wrists together with a bandana. And then they each get a switchblade and they dance around.
What if you tied them together and they have to swing it? They're both swinging a chain around.
That's pretty good. Or one has a, well, we can mix the weapons up.
Like, one has a belt.
Uh-huh.
One comes out of your belt, and then the other guy has like a baseball bat, and it's got nails through the end, hammer through the end.
Like, kind of like Walking Dead type weapon.
Like this is like your saw kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Do you appreciate your post as associate producer?
Yeah.
Make your choice.
Make your choice, yeah.
Yeah.
Now handcuff them together.
Yeah.
The whole time. Put a sink in between them. Right?
Yeah.
Snow started to melt as spring finally arrived in Lake Wobegon, and with the weather getting warmer, people start to feel better about the upcoming season. Old man Jorgensen was ready to start tilling his crops again after the ground finally started getting soft enough to work the land. He stepped out onto his porch, and he felt the warm sunshine caress him. He took off his hat and enjoyed the comfort of the sun. After spending his entire life as a farmer in Lake Wobegon, he was thrilled to finally get to see one of his dreams come true once springtime finally rolled around. For nearly 70 years, he had one goal in his life, and now it was about to become a reality. Old man Jorgensen was about to supervise and manage the first bottomless car wash in Lake Wobegon. This is Garrison Keeler, and you're listening to A Porno Home Companion, broadcasting live from a supply closet at Ultimate Massage on Route 81 in downtown St. Paul, open 24 hours a day. The door is locked at all times. Press the buzzer and ask for Garrison. He knew the town regulars might not be on board with his dream, but he had secured access to the library parking lot after filing a permit claiming he was going to raise money for charity. But it was all a ruse. The money was going to Old Man Jorgensen and no one else. and he had plans for his new windfall of cash. He would use the funds to make the bottomless car wash a permanent endeavor. That wouldn't be much of a problem from April until October, since business would be outside. But he needed to secure a location that would allow him to run the business 12 months a year. Because old man Jorgensen knew one thing about the citizens of Lake Wobegon. They are a filthy, filthy people that are as warped as a backyard deck whose boards were not properly sealed. The next step in his grand plan was to hire the employees of the car wash. He had planned to put a flyer up at the local market, maybe hang a few at the local bake sale that was to take place next weekend. He had a vision for the bottomless car wash that he was certain the folks in Lake Wobegon didn't share. He was going to make it unisex. Both men and women bottomless, hosing down the cars and vacuuming the floor mats with the aplomb that only a Midwesterner can bring to a job. This is Garrison Keillor, and you're listening to a porno home companion. Things are not going as well as they were for me in years past. I am currently occupying a supply closet at Ultimate Massage on Route 81 in downtown St. Paul. Open 24 hours a day. The door is locked at all times. Press the buzzer and ask for Garrison.
Shut up. Red Rex. The number 201-332-3484. We're talking about toasted sandwiches. Now look, I'm sick of it. I go the other day to this Jersey Mike's, right? Jersey Mike's. And I'm trying to get a sandwich, and the guy's like, do you want onions on that? And I'm like, of course I want onions on it. I want it. He's like, well, then do you want it Mike's way? I'm like, I don't know what Mike's way is. He's like, it's on the board. And I'm like, oh, shut up. Just give it to me. And he's like, do you want double meat on that? Double meat? I'm like, double meat? What do you mean double meat? Put enough meat on it. What do you think? Where you make it? Then I don't need to order double meat. Who am I trying to eat it? What do you mean? I'm at a buffet? Make the sandwich. Not at home, make it. Just make it right the first time and it's not a thing. The guy's like, well, we have to do double meat. If you, I'm like, oh, shut up. Just put the double meat on. I got in studio with someone from Philly. She knows cheesesteaks and hoagies. What's your name? Maggie. Yeah.
Sirota.
So you're what? You're from Philly?
I am.
What is the thing with all this? It's a cheesesteak, right? And then it's like, but the thing with the cheesesteak is its own thing. I think that's a whole other thing. But you go and it's like, no, we call it hoagie.
Well, hoagie's a cold sandwich.
Yeah. A sub sandwich.
So hoagie's cold and the cheesesteak's hot.
No, I understand that the cheesesteak's hot. But they call it hoagie as opposed to sub sandwich. I don't even know who calls it grinder, where that's from. I don't even know. I hear it say grinder. What's that? Shut up! Shut up! We need to talk about grinders. Who calls it grinder?
I think maybe the Midwest or the South.
I don't know. You ever hear that?
I have heard of it, yeah.
Grinder. But you call it hoagie in Philly. You call it a sub sandwich like everybody else. Were you trying to be fancy?
I mean, the names of sandwiches don't make me angry. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to do the thing. I go, I'm in New Jersey and it's a sub sandwich. Then suddenly you go past that, it's some invisible line. I could call it a hoagie. Shut up.
Oh, shut up.
Hey. Dirk, my call screener, Dirk. Who's good here? Line 4. The numbered. And clear the rest of these bums out. Clear them out. You hear me, Dirk? Clear them out. All right, you're on. Shut up. Who do we got here?
Hey, Rex. This is Louis from Hoboken.
Louis from Hoboken. What's up, Louis?
Yeah, so I was going to work the other day, and I was really hungry, and I went to one of those places called Pret. You ever been there?
What?
It's called Pret.
Pret?
Yeah. So I get a sandwich. They have, like, these long sandwiches out of the freezer, and I unwrap it at the counter, and I said, it had chicken and avocado on it, and I said, I'm going to need some pepper and oil on here, and they wouldn't do it.
So hold on a minute. You go to a place, you get the thing, and what is it, pre-made?
Pre-made.
What is it, a gas? It's going to be pre-made. Is there only a gas station should have pre-made stuff that they can't make adjustments to for? First of all, it's got avocado. What if I don't want avocado?
Nobody wants the avocado.
Nobody wants avocado on a sandwich. Literally nobody. And then you go and you ask, what, you ask for some normal, like, oil and vinegar? What'd you ask for?
I asked for oil and vinegar, and I asked for hot peppers.
Yes, well, hot peppers. So why would you want hot peppers on the thing? That's you say you want hot peppers, you say you want the oil and vinegar, that's one thing. I go there and say I want oil and vinegar, they don't put it on. I say, you put it on, I ordered the thing, shut up! You can't put it on?
Shut up! Because they didn't even have it.
They didn't have it?
They didn't even have it. You know what I said to them, Rex?
What?
Shut up!
That's good. Yeah, you told them right. Although I'm not crazy about you with the, you're trying to put the, why'd you even order? Why'd you even order it?
I threw the sandwich down, I pulled down a thing of chips, and I walked right out.
Yeah, good for you. Now, who else we got here? Now, Maggie.
Yes?
Everybody in Philly's always saying, we got the best cheesesteaks, but you gotta go to Bill's cheesesteaks. No, we go to Phil's cheesesteak. And it's everybody's arguing over which is the best one. What even is that?
I've never heard of Bill's or Phil's.
What are they? I don't know what. Look, I don't know what they're called. People start talking about cheesesteaks. Like, shut up. Just go get a thing somewhere. Was one going to be so much better than the other? It was going to be gross. You can't eat it. So where do you go?
Pat's.
Pat's. Where's Pat's?
Pat's 9th and Federal, I believe.
9th and Federal?
Deep South Philly?
Deep South Philly?
The Italian Market area?
I don't know any of this stuff. Deep South Philly? What? Look, what makes a cheesesteak so much better? You're like, you tell me I can't get a cheesesteak outside of Philly that's any good? Is that what you're trying to say?
I think, no, you can.
I hear these people, they talk about it like they think they're making magic. It's Steak-ums and Cheese Whiz. Were they putting fairy dust on the thing, making it magical somehow? Everybody, the same thing with when they think, oh, the bread is made with the water. The bread's made, yeah, of course the bread's made with the water. There's no magic in the water. The water in New York is disgusting. Everybody tries to talk like it's much better. I'm like, oh, shut up, it's not that much better. You know it's true.
Shut up! 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 Shut up!
What? Yeah. Dirk! Who's good here? Line four. All right, you're on our Shut Up. Who we use here?
Yeah, Rex, it's Jeff from Flatbush. How's it doing?
Doing good. Jeff from Flatbush.
Yeah, so I'm in a deli the other day, and I don't know what's going on anymore. I mean, I go in for a sandwich, and they got all these new things. And he's like, you want to try this new thing? And I say, what's that? And he tells me, you want it toasted? And I go, eh. And then he asks me if I want any Terry Bollea. And I'm all, shut up.
If you want any what?
Terry Bollea.
Terry Bollea?
Like, shut up.
Look. The toasting thing. Look, I don't know what you do. You think you're a comedian with Terry, but I know who that is. You think you're doing a comedy routine. What are you, Bozo the Clown? You're doing a comedy routine? Yeah, spare us. When you come to your comedy routine, I just say, shut up.
Oh, shut up.
You try to do that. You come in, try to do your comedy routine. Nobody wants it. You do your, what are you, Jay Leno, doing your stand-up comedy routine? Nobody wants it, but you make a good point with the toasting. This is a bread. Look, the only time you toast the stuff is if it's stale. That's when they try to push you to toast it, right, Dirk? They're just like, yes, we could toast it for you. Yeah, it's not fresh. Why don't you get some fresh stuff in here? Oh, we don't go. We'll toast it for you. Oh, shut up.
Shut up. Shut up.
So you go to Pat's, Maggie. Is that where you go, Pat's?
Where I go, yeah.
And what do you say? Give me the cheesesteak.
Was what?
What?
Was
what?
What whiz?
Whiz.
Cheese whiz.
Cheese whiz.
Yeah.
It's like the junk they sell at the, that nobody even buys at the grocery, cheese whiz. It's junk.
You can get other kinds of cheese. You can get American.
Like what?
Provolone,
oh, the good,
Swiss.
Oh, the good stuff, American cheese. Oh, you can't just get cheese whiz. You can get the good stuff, American cheese.
You just have to ask for the cheese you want. That's all.
But what other cheese they have?
They have Swiss, provolone, American.
All right, Swiss and provolone's not bad. But cheese whiz is junk, and American cheese is junk, too. I go to a place, and they're, like, trying to tell me, because you get Swiss on a sandwich. You get Swiss on a sandwich, usually. If you're trying to do anything. But I don't even know how good Swiss melts. Because they're doing the thing where they put it on a grill, they put the cheese right on the thing. I don't know. What's the big deal about Pat's? You tell me the other place is no good?
The other place is kind of racist.
Well, that's not cool. But, well, I mean, is the food. We're just talking about the food.
Right.
And also, trust me, with Philly, I'm sure Pat's is not suddenly, you know, oh, don't worry, no, there's no racist working here. It's Philly. You tell me there's no racist working at Pat's, I say, shut up.
Shut up. Shut up. Right to take shut up. Will you shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Yeah, I saw Bernie Sanders behind the counter at Pat's. He's making sure everything's upstanding. No hurtful words getting said at Pat's. Yeah, right. As long as it's within Philadelphia borders, don't worry. There's a few racists making your cheesesteak. Dirk, who's good here? Four. Yeah, you're on the show. What's up?
I've got a serious problem with that Big Mac.
With what?
The Big Mac.
With a Big Mac? It's a hamburger.
I know.
It's disgusting. I know. Why wouldn't you? What are you doing eating that stuff?
I know, but it's got the secret sauce.
Secret sauce? Well, here the secret's out. It's mayonnaise and Russian dressing. The secret's over, okay? Okay, you happy now? Whatever it is, Thousand Island dressing or mayonnaise. It's not that big of a secret. You ever saw a salad? I wouldn't put that junk on a salad. I'm not going to put it on a burger. Secret sauce. Ah, shut up.
Shut up!
So why do you even call that a sandwich?
Are you still here?
Am I still here?
I thought you bombed me.
I didn't bomb you. You're still on the line. You're talking about, you're the guy calling saying a hamburger's a sandwich. First of all, what is this, Judge John Hodgman? You're going to talk about hot dogs or sandwiches next? Ah, shut up!
Shut up! Shut up!
Now you're bombed.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut!
That's not even a thing I do on the show, but now I do it. Now you're bombed. Dirk! Write that down. I bomb people now. Call up and talk about a hamburger is a thing. What? Stop it. Who's good here, Dirk? Line four. There's nobody on line four, you idiot. Dirk. Nothing to do with you anymore. The only reason you're here is because you're my sister's older brother. It's the only reason you work with me. My sister will lose it. If I let you go. So, Maggie.
Yes.
You do the thing. What's the other place? Gino's?
Yes.
Are they racist there, too?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, no kidding.
One. All right, Peter, are you ready to go?
Yes.
Okay, Peter, this is Big Time Take 12.
I'm on my way, I'm making it. I've got to make it grow, yay! So much larger than life.
Okay, Peter, can we get another take on make it grow? And from the beginning, big time, make it grow. Take 13.
I've got to make it grow, yeah! So much larger than life.
Okay, Peter, that was wonderful. Let's see here. Do you need anything before we keep going on this song?
I could use some tea.
Gerald, could you get Mr. Gabriel some tea, please? Okay. Gerald is bringing the tea. So let's start with the chorus. Are you okay with that, Peter?
Yes.
Big time. Chorus. Take 14.
I'm on my way, I'm making it. I've got to make it show, yeah.
Okay, Peter. Peter, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Anyway, we could try a few takes on yeah. Just okay. That over and over. I can splice it back in.
Okay.
Big time, yeah. Take 15.
Yeah.
Three more.
Yeah. Yay. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Gerald has your tea. Is there anything else with the song you'd like to do there, Peter?
If we could do the big church part.
Okay. Here we go. We're set up and rolling. This is big time. We're going to do the big church part. Take 16. Go.
And I will pray to a big God as I kneel in the big church. I'm on my way, I'm making it. I've got to make it.
I messed up.
We're going to have to take that again. Gerald, just set the tea over there, please. Thank you. We're going to go right where we were. Big time, take 17. Go.
My hand's getting bigger! My eyes getting bigger. My belly is getting bigger. And my
Yeah, I mean, it's the weirdest thing is, like, it's like you go to a show like this, and then everybody's, like, yelling at the band, and it's like, it's King Crimson, but one guy's like, Framp! Just yelling, hey, we got, best show, we got Maggie Sirota in studio, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
Good, so, Maggie, what do you think is going to be the fun thing to do with it in 2018? Is it going to be to go to see Star Wars?
At what point does it become, like, mandatory that you have to see Star Wars?
Yeah.
Like, it's mandated by law.
Yeah, it'd be like the census.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we checked and you didn't see Infinity Gauntlet.
We checked and you didn't see... You didn't seem appropriately excited to see the Solo movie?
Look, I'll see that movie. You know why?
Why?
Because it's got Donald Glover in it. He's from Atlanta. You ever watch Atlanta?
Not yet, but I've heard it's great.
It's better than great.
Yeah.
It's literally the best television show.
Well, Pat was saying ever. Something that sold me out in the other room where he's like, it's like Twin Peaks meets a comedy.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's... That's everybody with this Twin Peaks, this AP Mike, he's hanging out with the guy with the, what's his name? Toilet Man? Mike's like, I got Toilet Man on the line from Twin Peaks.
Who's Toilet Man?
I don't know. Some guy, Mike, I didn't even know this guy was in it. But he certainly called in and Mike talked to him for an hour and a half. What was his name, Mike? Drunk. From the new Twin Peaks. But you watch Atlanta. It's just as weird as Twin Peaks, but it's funny and it's the best. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. I'm calling about the topic.
The topic is best and worst songs to get beat up to. And who's this?
My name is Gabe. I'm from Las Vegas.
Gabe from Las Vegas. How are things in Las Vegas tonight, Gabe?
You know, it's pretty nice. I can't complain.
You ever worry about coyotes?
I mean, sometimes.
That they're on the rampage? Do you ever go on the rampage?
I've seen a coyote, like, eating a dead possum before, and that was pretty scary. I was on a bicycle.
You were on a bicycle and you saw a coyote eating a possum.
A dead possum. I don't know if it was dead before he found it or what.
Yeah, well, I would hope if he was eating him, he was dead at some point, right?
He was definitely dead when I saw him, but I was glad that the coyote wasn't chewing on me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how it is. You don't got to be faster than the coyote, you just got to be faster than the possum, right?
Like last man out kind of situation.
Yeah. So what's going on tonight? What else is going on?
Other than that, I mean, Las Vegas is quiet. I saw Ty Siegel last week. That's why I couldn't listen to the best show live last Tuesday. I saw the Ty Siegel show.
How was it? The best, right?
It was so great. He's such a rock star. And, like, I was kind of a nerd, and I looked at him when I saw him, like, walking away from the bathroom, and I was like, hey, man, I really dig your music.
That's what you said to
him? I had to say it, though.
You said to him, that's cool, though. That's a nice thing to say, even if it feels maybe not the most innovative thing you could say. It still qualifies as a nice thing.
People like being appreciated.
Yeah. What's he going to be like? You're stupid. That's a dumb
douchebag that likes my music.
That's an obvious thing to say. You're so pedestrian.
How dare you let me know I make you happy?
Yeah.
I just like, it kind of hit me like out of nowhere. So I was just like, I have to say something to him because I really do like his music a lot.
Yeah. Well, look, it's great. He's coming here this week. He's going to be in New York and Philly.
He left Hawaii and came to Vegas straight from Hawaii.
He's a good dude. He's a good dude. Love him, Ty. Love Ty Siegel. Did you do the topic? I can't even remember at this point now.
I haven't done it yet, but I have two from the same band.
What do you got?
Okay, so the best song to be beaten up to, just based on like the scene from Shaun of the Dead, was Don't Stop Me Now by Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst song to be beaten up to would be Seaside Rendezvous by Queen.
Seaside Rendezvous would be, yeah. Dudio, you're a huge Queen fan. Would Seaside Rendezvous qualify as one of the worst songs to get beaten up to? He probably would enjoy
you
it.
Madly.
Dudio said he would enjoy it. I love I'm looking on Twitter here, God knows why, but this one guy says Michael Perry is one of the best and worst songs to get beaten up to. Now, what you say, what's Michael Perry? Well, it's a song. It's AP Mike's music over at apmike.bandcamp.com. Everybody should pick that download up tonight.
Yep.
Of Michael Perry. It's an evergreen, too. It's Mike doing his impression of the guy from Sun Kill Moon. It's like Mike's like Weird Al, but he's with like, he's like Weird Al with like Sun Kill Moon. He's really got things figured out. He's doing wacky song parodies of Sun Kill Moon. What's next, Mike? Scott Walker? Ooh. Yeah, Mike's gonna be punching a side of meat like Scott Walker. Guy beat a side of beef for his record. Thanks for the call, my friend. Hey, best show. Hi.
Hi. Is this Rex or Tom?
This is Tom.
Hi, Tom. I'm almost home. I'm driving. This is Lori, by the way.
Lori from
2 weeks in a row. I haven't been able to listen to the show.
Don't worry.
Because I was on a Bumble date. Isn't that fun? Bumble and Tinder did not exist when I used to call it.
No. You were on a Bumble date. Bumble yeah. Makes it seem like you're like spilling stuff on, like, it seems like you're like, whoa, right?
Wow.
Like it
I
seems.
I had a laugh during the dinner portion of our date. By the way, this is probably going to be platonic because we met on Bumble BFF, but you know, who knows? Who knows where it could lead? Because when you're hanging out with girls, let me put you off speaker because I just pulled into my garage. Is that better?
That is better. Yes.
Sorry about that. I was trying to be safe and hands-free. Can I walk upstairs to my apartment, or should I just sit in my car?
Just talk right now. Let's do it right now.
Okay. Let me turn the keys off so I don't die of asphyxiation
in
the garage.
Yes, that's generally not a good idea to leave your car running in a closed garage. That you generally does not have a good ending.
So I had this laugh at dinner, and I was like, I don't know where that laugh came from. I don't know where it comes from sometimes, Tom. But I'm having a good, you know, it went well. I got a hug. I don't know what it's going to be. We had a conversation. I'm not going to put too much. Like I said, it's platonic, but, like, you know, dating girls is sometimes weird because it's like, she said, are we friends or, you know, what's going on? And with guys, it's just like, this is what she said, just take your top off and then you know. Was that TMI?
Wait. It's either TMI or not enough. Somehow I'm weirdly over-informed or under-informed.
I feel like you skipped like a step somewhere
yes.
in there.
You're here with Maggie Sirota, by the way.
Oh, hi, Maggie. We met one.
Yep.
That was an interesting day.
It's either too much information or too much of the wrong information or not enough of, or you only told a portion of what I need to know.
This is what I wanted to bring up, though. This is very interesting because I think that was the day we called Ernesto. I'm not going to call him Daddy. I'm going to call him Ernesto because someone was so kind. Oh, my God. I can't remember his name right now. I want to say Daniel.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm terrible with names.
No, you're right.
But he, sorry?
No, you were correct. That's his name.
Oh, cool. You're in the same group, so you know. And he was so kind to pull that up, and I was like scared. Am I going to cry? Am I going to stop? I got a little misty-eyed, but it was so great to hear him say, I love you. And that's I did nice. Not have any other recording of his
Well, you
voice.
Have
so
a recording of it now. That's fantastic.
You, the show, the Friends of Tom for that, because that is literally a gift to me. I'm not misusing that word. It's literally a gift.
I'm glad the show could provide that gift, and that it's one of the good things about the show has gone on for an eternity. I'm trapped here as if it's 100, as if it's 100, the movie 127 hours. I feel like I'm trapped with my arm pinned for 20 years. I've been here.
Your arm is pinned into a puppet.
Yes, James Franco has gotten into some trouble.
Yes.
He's gotten into some trouble since that movie.
Well,
I can't be laughing about that. That's not funny.
No, we're not talking about it happened to a guy who's not James Franco. Got his arm trapped in that thing. James Franco was not walking around with one arm. That didn't actually happen to him.
Let's stay posy. I was going to ask you, I'm trying to, my brother used to say, let's keep it posy, let's stay posy, because he was in the posy core. Should I get that tattooed on my knuckles?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say I'm going to head this one off early. No, you shouldn't. I'm just going to jump ahead.
Okay?
You didn't finish what you were saying, but I'm going to say, no, don't get that tattooed on you. Jump the line. Don't say.
This.
Well, it's back. Look, I was here the whole time. I didn't go anywhere. I've been here for 20 years. You're the one who split. You missed it. You left.
What's going on in my life, which I don't want to talk about.
Oh, that's fine. Look, I'm not saying you left. Everybody's got to do what they got to do. You have to go. But you know what? But you split, and then you're back with you. Now you're back. So it's good.
Yeah, so. I think I'm going to go upstairs and pet my cat. And, you know, the date ended on a hug. Well, I don't know if it's a date or not, but it ended on a hug.
Look,
so
you
we'll
had
see.
A nice, did you have a nice time?
You got me?
Right. No, I didn't. I didn't go. You paranoid? You're the one walking all over the place. You're walking all over the place on a cell phone, and then you don't hear anything back. Stop moving around when you call the show. It's cut out again. I didn't hang up on you. You're going up the stairs in your thing. Ugh. I didn't hang up. You saw it. My hands are over here. Or the line is alive here. She's gone. She's gone. No. Is she gone, Hall? Yeah, she's gone, Oats. I better learn how to face it. I think they should have put that in the original version of the song. She's gone, Noah. I better learn how to face it. Is she gone, Hall? Yes, she's gone, Oats. I'd pay the devil to replace her. She's gone. They should actually continue that song where they made it, where they pay the devil to replace, where they, now Hall and Oats are like, we made a deal with the devil. We got her back, but now our souls are spoken for. As soon as we die, we're going to, the devil owns our spirit. So, Maggie.
Yeah.
Who's that? There's somebody else in here. Who let you in? It's Greg. What's up, Greg? Say hi, Greg. Come on. Don't be shy. Slide the mic. Here you go. I got to turn it up.
I don't think
it's Greg Needham, the cartoonist. You're not a cartoon. You can't.
Yeah, I can't draw.
You can't draw.
Yeah.
You did a great comic book.
Oh, thank you.
What's it called again? What's it called?
Mixed Signals.
Mixed Signals. Yeah, and it's about your life and your adventures and your misadventures. And it's really well done. It's great. You got a variety of artists to contribute to it to help tell your story in different ways. It's kind of not unlike a Harvey Pekar, American Splendor type real life comic in that regard.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah. You gave us a really nice quote.
What?
Of referencing. Yeah. Well, maybe it wasn't official.
I don't think I wrote that.
Yeah. And I was telling Pat.
I think Mike wrote that.
Oddly, at convention, some people will see the quote and be like, oh, Harvey Pekar, that's exactly what I was looking for. It's like you found us through all the Star Wars fan art.
They just find
Deadpool drawings.
Yeah. Yeah. So they find you. And they, then they're like, oh, this is what I've been looking for my whole life. And then there's almost like, oh boy, is what you've been looking for? Uh-oh. I think I might be going down the wrong road. But no, it's really a great book. Where can people get your book, Greg?
I've stopped doing conventions for the year.
So you can't. So you can't get the book.
It's not around.
It's unavailable.
But we're putting it up on Amazon very soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
So people should keep their eyes peeled for.
Yeah. If you go to my website, thatgregneedham.com, you can check out info there.
And Needham is Needham.
Yes.
And Greg is with one G.
Yeah,
one G.
One G.
Yes.
I don't do the double Gs.
No double Gs up in here. You hear that, Mike?
Yeah.
One G. Well, there's two because Greg has two Gs in it.
Yeah.
It's not three Gs is what you need to say. Yeah, but people should get it. And where can they get you on the computer? You're on the Twitter and all those things, right?
Begrudgingly, yes.
Yes.
It's also basically everything is that Greg Needham.
Uh huh.
So, yeah.
Okay. Because the book is really good. I'm telling you, if you guys are looking for a thing, look, we all like Deadpool. I speak for all of us. He's hilarious.
It's Jimmy Chongas.
It's funny when he mentions, a burrito or Hello Kitty. Who can't get enough that a guy who shoots everybody also says a thing about, kitty cats and bacon and but you got to mix it up every once in a while. No pun intended. You mix it. Oh, that was worse. That came out worse.
And then giving you the, pointing at you too.
So he's got, Greg has his book, Mixed Signals. It's really good.
Thank you.
He supports some guy. This guy put it out himself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Self-published.
He's broke. If he didn't sell these things, he's going to be joining us on the boardwalk. It'll be me and Mike and Greg.
Yeah, I printed way too many copies, so please buy them.
No, you didn't.
I did. No, I didn't. I didn't. They're going like hotcakes.
Yeah. You're lucky to get one. Yeah. That's what you say.
Yeah, exactly.
Not this. You got too many.
Limited edition. Once they're gone,
we're running out. Yeah. Once they're gone, we barely got any left. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Maggie. Yeah. Once they're gone, they're gone.
Exactly. And it's good though. Look, everybody should get it. Mike, did you see this book?
Not yet.
It's good. Makes signals. You should do a shouldn't Mike do a comic? Mike hates comic books.
I'm going to order one as soon as I get home.
Oh, thank you.
Mike hates comic books.
Mike would be, it would be like the best medium for him. I'm not joking.
Yeah. I love when Mike was like, yeah, I read Watchmen and Stupid. Like it's like, just like he took aim at the most sacrosanct. Is that the right word? Is that the right word, Mike? He took aim at Watchmen. He's just like, yeah, it's not that good. And it's no. Because people be like to Mike's like, I don't like comic books. And then people be like, well, did you read this one? And then he'll read it and be like, yeah, that wasn't good. And then, like, constantly, like, finally somebody's like, well, how about Watchmen? Did you read that? And Mike's like, yeah, I read it. It's not good.
Everyone's monocle pops out.
Yeah. They can't handle it.
Exactly. And I would not recommend Watchmen to Mike. I know Mike has great taste and everything, but that's not Mike.
No,
he
Mike
doesn't want to read about the ins and outs of superheroes and their problems.
If you were picking a comic book for Mike Greg Needham at that Greg Needham, what would you pick?
Well, Harvey Pekar is pretty perfect.
You like that. You like him, right, Mike? You never read Harvey Pekar? It's good. You'd like it. It's a real life stories.
I have
Daniel Clowes. Yeah.
Yeah.
David Boring's good.
Yeah.
Did you like that? It's good.
That. I would love to hear Mike's take on Chris Ware stuff.
Yeah. I wouldn't. Well, I can give it to you early. I don't like it. How about that?
Yeah.
There's Mike's take on it.
Yeah. Jimmy Corrigan, where his grandfather likes him at the World's Fair.
Mike doesn't like that stuff. Look, Mike's Bayonne. They don't have comic books. They got Archie is what they got. And in Bayonne, they got old Archie comics at a barber shop. That's the closest they've got to a comic book store out in Bayonne. It's the comic books that they put on top of the skin mags at the barber shop. Right, Mike? Throw a couple comics over the top.
Yeah, just to absorb the sunlight to keep them fresh. A
couple faded Archie comics. Kind of bleached out Archie comics. Maybe a luncheonette that has seen better days. They just have a rack of one of those spinning racks of comics. They'll have the Casper on there, Richie Rich. What? Yeah, an old Sergeant Fury, maybe.
Yes.
What's Sergeant Fury?
It's Nick Fury from he's in the movies now and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was a World War II comic.
Oh, okay.
And they just made him. Yeah. They made him lose an eye and made him into a spy, an espionage spy.
When James Bond movies were popular, they're like, "Hey, that army man is a spy now." And then,
that is very, on point.
And the dude who drew that was this mutant named Steranko, right?
Wait, a comic book mutant?
Yeah, I know. Well, but get a hold of this. Get a load of this guy.
All right.
He drew it and very stylish, kind of like pop art style. Mm-hmm. And then this lunatic is back at these comic book shows, and he's like held together with masking tape. And he's at the table and he's signing. Look, God bless him. The guy's still doing his thing. I'm not going to put him down. He's still out there doing it. He made it happen. But he's he really looks like a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's coming. He doesn't want people taking pictures of him and stuff. And it's like, look, I don't want people taking pictures of me,
How did that guy describe Billy Joel? Nosferatu?
A small Nosferatu.
Another small Nosferatu.
Yeah. Steranko's hair is up like this. He has sunglasses.
It's good for radio.
And right. Yeah.
That's how we do it on radio. How high is his hair?
And he always wears like zoot suits and such at cons. And he does like, there's so many pictures of him doing like that Captain Morgan knee up pose thing that it's become, it's become this thing, including with like Jack Kirby. And Jack Kirby's just like, just take me out of here.
He was good though. He did his, he served in the comic book wars. He also served. Let's take these final calls and we'll wrap it up here. Best Show, hi. Hi, Best Show. Hey! Hey! You like Bar Rescue, right, Maggie? Is that one of your favorite shows?
Yeah.
That's all I watch now. Bar Rescue. I watch Atlanta and Bar Rescue.
Okay.
The greatest show on television and the worst show on television.
He was good, though. He did it.
Hey!
Bye
bye. Best Show, hi.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Oh, it's going. To whom am I speaking?
Hi, this is Nate from Philadelphia.
Nate, what's going on tonight?
Oh, not much. I'm glad I got to catch the show. Shit.
Yeah.
This is great.
That's great. Nice toilet mouth, stupid. Get off my phone. Best Show, hi.
Hi, Mike. I'm back. I have a story related to the Harvey Pekar thing that happened tonight. Is it okay if I talk?
It's Tom. It's that? Tom. It's not Mike. It's Tom.
Oh, it's Tom. You put me right through. Whoop. Okay.
Is this Lori again?
Yeah. Is
you went from calling? You went from not having called in 11 years, and now you call five times a show. Were you trying to make up for lost time?
You can gob me if you want.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to.
What's up? Listen, I was at a show. We did dinner and a show, I guess. And this was a Bumble BFF date, just to be clear. Who knows? But anyway, we had fun. And then, because I'm a fun person to be around.
You're fun.
Am I fun?
Yes.
We're having fun, Tom.
We are having fun.
Anyway, so I'm not going to say what venue or even what town because, listen, we're in the Triangle. It can be any place. But I went to see this band play.
What band?
And I'm not going to say. I don't want to put this person. I'm not even going to use a gender. I don't want to put this person on blast. So I'm on the phone with this gal pal or whatever I'm meeting up with, this new buddy. And I'm talking to her to tell her where to park because she's never been to this venue. She's new in town. And I say, oh, this is this person. This is this person in this band I'm seeing tonight. Oh, my goodness. I'm not going to say anything. It's weird if I say something. And then we just pass right in front of each other, and I gave him a thumbs up, and I said, I'm looking forward to the show. Nothing. No response, not a smile, not a wave, nothing. I get it. I have social anxiety sometimes, but, like, you can give me, like, okay, like a wave or something, because your show was not sold out tonight, okay? You know, and I don't know. I was a little, like, whatever about it. But,
you know what? Sometimes you have to just say maybe who knows where their head was at, and you can't sweat it.
You know what? Like, I'm on the street, and guys tell me to smile, and I'm having a bad day, and I don't want to be told to smile. So I get it. You're right, Tom. You're right about a lot of things.
It happens. Look.
It happens.
It happens. Let's just let life flow by. We can't worry about all this. Somebody wants to say hi to you, Lori.
Okay, sure.
Somebody's in studio. They want to say hi. Another voice we haven't heard in a long time on the show.
Who's there?
Who is it?
Hi, Lori.
Who is this?
It's an old timer, Hall of Famer.
I'm sorry, I don't recognize the voice. My voice has changed a little bit too, so.
Are you trying to identify your own voice?
No, but who is this I'm speaking to?
You can tell her who it is.
It's Officer Tom. It's Officer Tom.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is Purple Shirt still around?
I don't know. Get Purple Shirt back in here. I'll jump off the roof.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Get a what classic happened to Milo? Class reunion. What happened to, Milo is like an adult now, right?
All these people are adults. Petey's like 48 years old.
I feel so
Petey old. Got hip replacement so surgery last week. Been doing this show. They've been doing this show since Bill Clinton was president. It's time to end it. This is time to end it. When the people loop back around, it might be time.
What happened
Officer
to
Tom's
Kimmy
a new call. He's a new guest to most of the people listening. Most people are like, what? Officer Tom, who's that? He was on the show 800 times.
Hi, Officer Tom. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty well. Okay, listen, so the first one was a platonic date, and this is weird, but there was like a bar next door, and it turned out that this other, I'm not sure what this person's pronouns are, but I'm going to say girl. Oh, actually, no, I don't know. They didn't say in their profile.
You could just say this person.
This person. I shouldn't assume. I saw this person for like, I usually always ask pronouns, but it was like for 2 minutes. I went into this bar for 2 minutes and it was kind of weird, but we had a really good conversation and, a lot. But we only started talking like today, so it was like weird and last minute. And I don't know what this person is looking for, but if you're on Tinder, are you looking for friends? Are you looking for more than friends? I don't know. It's weird. It was weird. Now, I shouldn't say, like, I felt like it was weird, and I felt like I was making this person uncomfortable.
Well,
just by, like...
Lori, you got it. This is what I'm going to say to you. First of all, I got to end the show. It's worth 20
okay,
minutes
yeah.
over. But I'll say this. Just relax. Relax. Cut yourself some slack with this stuff.
Dating is hard.
You have a nice time and then tonight was a success. Tonight was a success.
The first platonic date ended with a hug, so
nice.
I think we had a lot of fun. We made each other laugh. It was great.
Good. So you don't second guess it into oblivion. Then you just say, had a good time.
I know.
And you take it for
I
what
know.
It was, and then you figure out what the next thing is.
Well, it was nice talking to you again, and
yes.
I did not hang up on you.
No.
I don't get good reception in
don't
my
worry,
garage.
Don't worry, I'm not questioning it. You have a great night.
You too.
Bye.
You got me now.
Officer Tom, what's up? We're going to talk to you more soon. You'll come back again. This is a last-minute surprise appearance.
Yeah, well, a lot of Best Show stuff has been coming my way the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And just so happened I was in the area,
mm-hmm.
and the gravity of the show pulled me in.
It's like that. It's funny that you're here. Dudio, have you met Dudio out there, Jason?
Yes.
Jason's about to, what do you call it, a bid? Is that what you call it? He was convicted.
Oh, he's going to do some time?
Of fraud.
Mm-hmm.
He was running a thing of with senior citizens and defrauding them from their vehicles. He had a thing called 800 Cars for Jason.
Mm.
And he would just take their cars. And he got convicted. He's going to jail for... how long are you going away for, Jason? How long were you convicted for stealing senior citizens' cars? 48 years.
Okay.
48 years. Do you have any advice for him in jail?
Probably don't... Bend over in a shower.
There we go.
Right.
Great.
That's number one.
Sure.
Obviously.
That's some classy advice.
Exactly. And, you know, make sure that none of the people that he committed this crime against, their sons are in there.
Sure. Because so then they'll get him.
Yeah. They'll give him like a, you know, a
blanket. I think they're going to get him with the light bulb, the last mile. What is that movie? The football movie, Longest Mile? They'll fill a light bulb with gasoline and it'll blow up on him.
Well, they'll start off with the, blanket party, you know, the blanket.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Final call, then I got to get out of here. I was not expecting you or any of these great people. Best Show, hi.
Hey, it's Nate.
Oh, hi.
Philadelphia.
Welcome.
I just got kicked off for swearing. I'm sorry.
That's all right. What do you want?
I just had one for the topic.
Let's hear it.
ABBA, The Winner Takes It All.
Would be a great song to get beat up to or a bad one?
I feel like it's both. Like, either way.
Well, it depends on if you're doing the beating or not. I think if you're doing the beating, yeah, Winner Takes It All might be fun.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Well, you're all nervous now because you got canned once. You think you're going to get thrown off anything you say. You think you're going to get the boot.
Yeah, I'm just going to, this spring launch pad is going to come up from under me.
Go ahead.
Into the sky.
Go ahead. So.
Well, I feel like if you're getting beat up, like that stinks. Like, you know, the winner takes it all. Someone's taking
it
all from you.
That's true.
And if you're doing the beating up, mm-hmm. What do you walk away with? Unless you're really in a fight that matters.
Look, all I know is that me and Mike are going to have a great time. We're going to be living on the Jersey boardwalks this year, me and AP Mike. We're going to be shoving funnel cake into people's faces, stealing skee ball tickets from people. What if you put skee balls in a sock and beat someone with it, officer? That would not be a good...
It would hurt.
That would hurt.
Yeah. Well, you'll find out when Mike's going to wear his jacket made of French fries that the seagulls are going to attack him.
Well, what if you put seagulls in a stocking and beat them with that? That'd be doubly bad because it'd be animal cruelty, and also it'd probably be a lot of bones and beak.
All right, save it, Philly. You Philly weirdo. Get off my phone. Officer Tom, you'll be back at a future date. We'll have you here. It would be great to have you hang out with more time. But time is the one thing we have so little of.
I serve at your convenience, Tom.
Well, that's nice of you to say. It's not true. Maggie, thank you. Maggie Sirota, thanks for coming in. Greg Needham, get his comic book Mixed Signals over at That Greg Needham. apmike.bandcamp.com, always lighting it up. Dudio's going to jail for 48 years. We'll see him on the other side of that. Hopefully he does his time standing up. Pat has a new podcast up, new Prove It All Night episode. You check that out. Patreon.com/TheBestShow. We'll be back next week. I think we'll have Nick Thorburn here. We'll find out. It should be fun. It always is fun. We do what we do here every week, and then we do it again. We'll be back soon. Bye.